Blog Talk Radio.
All right, brothers and sisters, thank y'all for tuning in right here for another broadcast right here. Culture Freedom Radio Network, most definitely, we are up in his house. We are truly up in his house again. Yes, sir, indeed. This is a Friday night. Yeah, my bad, y'all. Wrong show. Yes, sir, but I'm still, let me stop. This is a Friday night, though, y'all. This is March the 15th, 2024, in this house again. Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom to all of the brothers and sisters out there who's getting ready for the Shabbat. Yes, sir. That day of rest, Shabbat. We're in Shabbat Eve. Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom to you out there. And peace and greetings to everybody else out there. To you, well, you say shalom. Assalamu alaikum. Hotep, and any other those salutations out there. Yes, sir. Glad to have y'all in the house right here. Tonight, right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network, we just have a random topic of conversation tonight, As y'all, there's no telling what we might talk about tonight, y'all. I'm telling y'all, there's no telling what we might get into tonight right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. So tonight we have our brothers in the house. We're going to get into it. Before we get into that, I got to have me some little intro music. Yeah, we got to have a little intro music here tonight. But we got the brothers in the house tonight. We got the brother Alpha Male in the house. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One of the hosts right here tonight. And Brother Moray and Rabbi David Israel, same person, y'all. I know I said and, so Moray, David Israel, same person, y'all, in the house again with y'all tonight. And I am Brother Aria Israel, also formerly known, I can still say, or maybe still known. Hell, I don't know. Whichever one y'all want to use, and probably easy to say for you and remember, Brother Sunray 9. Yes, sir. But we are y'all gracious hosts right here tonight on Culture Freedom Radio Network. Indeed. And tomorrow night, though, at same time, 7 p.m. Central, Maury David and I, we will be on again for another class tomorrow night, lecture, whatnot. Talking about tomorrow night, right here on Blog Talk Radio, we'll be discussing, they will try to say anything or do anything to make you believe that Jesus was the Messiah and the King of Israel. Yeah, that's what we got tomorrow, y'all. Some out there, not all, but some of the people out there, man, they will make up anything to prove that Jesus was the Messiah and King of Israel. Now, some people say, you know, depends on your Messianic or whatnot, Hebrew, Israelite, or whatever. Some might say Yahweh Shai. Some may call him Yahshua, Yahoshua, whatever, right? And, you know, Christian world call him Jesus. Yeah, but they will make up any old thing to prove that he was the Messiah, as some of them might say, the Christ and the King of Israel. We're going to talk about it tomorrow night right here, 7 p.m. Central Time, tomorrow night right here on Blog Talk Radio. So be in the house with that one right there, man. We're going to go in. So but we're going to get ready to go in right here tonight, right here on Culture Freedom Radio, random topic of conversation. Before we do that, y'all, I got to have me a little, you know, let ride out music to get my blood flowing here with tonight. Check this out, y'all. I like this song, y'all. You ain't know. That's the name of it, y'all. Check it out. Here we go. For my Israelite brothers and sisters out there, you didn't know. Let me see. I got a big floor. Hold on.
We know you can eat lobster, crab legs, and shrimp. We know you can eat bacon, fish and ham. You ain't know that we the people. You ain't know that we were them. You ain't know that we were special. It's okay.
I can tell you who you are.
Who you are?
It's in the script. You ain't know it. The most I called you is chosen when you're living in the dark. Away from New York heart. It's time to come back to the laws. You ain't know that you was royal. You ain't know that you was chosen. You ain't know it, you ain't know it. You ain't know that you was lost. You ain't know you had to stop. You ain't know it, you ain't know it. You ain't know you from Yah. I'm not wild. Bun ya how would I? Bun ya Sharala. A high five, shim ya shiper, rock a thumb. We the children of the Bible, so we got our quam quam. Yasharala, we the people. We peculiar, you, we ain't never been equal to anybody. Don't believe me, read about it. All the sauce, yeah, we got it. We the salt of the earth. In season, dropping knowledge, drop some items, cause they dumb. We know where they come from. Paper, wood, and stone in the long gone Babylon. I hire my power. Shia, my rock. Don't forget the Holy Spirit, the Roach, what I see. Know you can eat lobster, crab legs and shrimp. We know you can eat bacon, catfish and ham. You ain't know that we the people, you ain't know that we were them. You ain't know that we were special, it's okay, cause I can tell you who you are.
Yeah. Just give y'all this something. Yeah, I like that one, man. Y'all didn't know. They say you ain't know. That's what they said. But y'all didn't know. They said you didn't know that you were the people. They said play some player five. I don't have that one in my archive, Dave. But yeah, y'all didn't know. He said y'all didn't know that we were the people. They told y'all somebody else were those people. Yes, sir. What is he talking about? Who? What people? What people you talk about, Ariad? I'm not talking about everybody here in the black folks in America. I ain't talking about everybody. I don't even think I'm saying that like them camps would say. But we talk about some of us. We are truly the what they call the Hebrew Israelites or the Israelites and the true Yuhadin that says Jews. Yes, sir. I like that one, y'all. You ain't supposed to be eating no lobsters and shrimp. I like how they were going here. But yes, sir, we got it right here tonight. The mics are open for my brothers in the house tonight, man. We're going to get it in here. Topic of conversation. Got some couple of good things to throw out on the table tonight. And just see what the brothers have on their mind. They might got something they want to throw out here too, man. I'm telling y'all. In this mad world, like Temptation said, man, is ball of confusion, that world that we living in today, when it said, Lord have mercy, I tell y'all, it's never a dull moment now in these days and times, y'all, heck to the gnaw. But peace and greetings, brothers, and shalom to y'all out there. Shabbat shalom, brothers, come on in now. God damn, never a dull moment.
Shabbat shalom, brother, Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Well, Mr. Rabbi, and Mr. David Rabbi Israel.
Yeah. Hey, shalom, Shabbat, yes, Israel, oh. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu, Malachi Elohim, Hamotzi Lo Kam Min Haaretz. I would like to say, Hail Israel, Yahweh, Lord is one. With that, I would like to give shout-outs to Liberation Tabernacle, Lions Vibes Radio, Culture Freedom. For me, right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into something. Let me get this article out.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my bad. I was looking up something else right fast on this radio. I mean, damn, this thing. Yeah, man, it's been a good day today. It's been kind of good, and it's just starting getting cold outside. Starting to get cool outside anyway, but here my toes are cold. I was been outside on the damn telephone, but damn toes are freezing. Damn. Yes, sir. And I see this weekend they got the old Irish holiday. What is St. Patty? But what you say, brother? St. Patty Day.
I was going to ask Dave before he reads the article, give us the title.
Okay. Oh, okay. So he's been reading something. I was looking at my phone. I didn't hear him say he was going to read something.
Yeah. He was looking for an article.
All right, Anthony. He know what I said inside joke. Yes, sir. Okay. Guess he'll pull it up in a minute.
I got it. No, I was going to go into this article I read earlier. I was finding it on my notes because I had saved a couple of articles, and I got so many notes in my phone throughout the day while I'm at the barbershop cutting. You know, I save articles I read, and I bring it up for the show. So about 2 months old, but I'm gonna still read it though. So it's NYC, it's on New York Post. It says NYC migrants busted in $5,300 shoplifting spree after traffic stops also turns UP drugs. So it says three migrants living in Manhattan troubled Roosevelt Hotel were bussed for a New Jersey shoplifting spree while they were nabbed. $5,300 worth of clothes, perfume, and other items, cops said. The thieving trio used Glady Gonzalez Rear, 28, and Jefferson Prieto Galvez, 23, and Morales Blanco Cineros, 41, were arrested after a traffic stop in Wayne, New Jersey on Valentine's Day with a car packed with drugs and stolen clothes from several stores, according to police. A search of their purses and the vehicle produced ecstasy pills, drug paraphernalia, and large quantities of stolen merchandise, including clothing, shoes, and fragrances from Ulta, Kohl's, JCPenney, and Macy's, with a total value of over $5,300. WPD Detective Chaplain Dan Daly said in his statement, Wayne cops pulled over the car after they spotted and tailgating another vehicle, and an occupant was also seen not wearing a seatbelt, cop said. None of three inside were able to provide a driver license or spoke English, and the license plate was found to belong to another vehicle, police said. So this article is kind of old, about a month or two old, but, you know, February, that was last month, so probably about a month. So, but I was reading it because I read a lot of stuff on New York Post and also Daily Mail, and I read some stuff on CNN also. So the reason why I went into that, now the commandments, what are good commandments is thou shalt not steal. This is becoming an issue. These migrants and immigrants are coming over here stealing. They're stealing, they're looting, they're doing all kinds of wrong. They're stealing identities. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, I'm a victim of it. I worked at a job where one of the managers that I worked with had, and I'm pretty sure of it, and took my identity and used, it was, I guess, saying that, I guess she was what you would call, she had another employee ID number. And she was, I guess, I don't know what she was doing, but I came back and found out through when I started I think it was my taxes the year before last. They said I owed over $1,000. And I said, for what? And they said that I had worked at a company which I didn't work for. And then that I would have to pay all my taxes back to that. And so finding out that this manager had pretty much took my information And I don't know if she was laundering, what she was doing, but was cashing checks in my underneath my Social Security number through the company. An immigrant at that. This is an immigrant. These immigrants, and I'm a victim of this. So immigrants are coming over here stealing people's identities. They're doing all kinds of wrong. This must be stopped, man. These foreigners are coming over here doing all this stealing identities, and they're on the jobs doing this. They're on the jobs doing this. You all gotta, we gotta do something about it. We gotta throw these damn people out of our goddamn country. We got to. These people are going in stores stealing. They're going in there looting the place. NYC that has so many theft rings going on. And not just out stores, but like I'm a victim of identity theft, credit theft. This is something we got to stop. We got to. So, like I said, that was on my table that I want to clear. You know, we have to talk about this. Biden and them damn Democrats letting these motherfuckers come over here, do whatever the hell they want. We can't allow this no more. Democrats, we got to vote them damn Democrats out. We got to get them damn Democrats the fuck out the office. We got to. These people are doing the worst ever. They're doing the worst shit ever. So, yeah, we got to get them out. And Justice, I know you love your fucking Democrats, but you got to get them the fuck out. Justice, you can't keep pushing them. Obama allowed these motherfuckers in. Obama did. Biden did. Trump was like, let's close these motherfuckers off. Let's build this motherfucking wall. Get these fuckers out. Y'all's against it. I'm not. Build this fucking wall. Get these motherfuckers out. They don't need to be here. Like Deborah Cox said, how did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here. Yeah, they ain't supposed to be here. The immigrants ain't supposed to be here. I don't give a fuck if they come over here legally or not. They ain't shit. Not one of them. So fuck them damn Democrats and get them motherfuckers the fuck out of office. That way we can take back our place.
Damn. Yes, sir. They say y'all got to go. They say shut the front door. Yes, sir. Man, yeah, it's a crazy time. What do you say, Brother Alvamil?
No, it's such a hard call. You know what I mean? Because I think people should be allowed to travel, right? But when you know for a fact that it's mainly all deadbeats, it's not really anybody. You know how they say, well, they just look for a better life. That's not what we're seeing. You know, it's just a hard call, you know, because who is that? Somebody was talking about where in the scriptures they talk about being kind to the stranger, because we were strangers in a strange land.
Yes, sir.
So we had guidelines. You know what I mean? When we went to Rome, we kind of assimilated. You know what I mean? We didn't even have to know the laws as long as we knew Yah's laws. Right? Mm-hmm. So we have a group of people in that, I mean, the way I see it, a lot of them don't have any spiritual aptitude at all. You know, you can see it in their faces. If you spent any time around gangs or ex-cons, the real hard ones have a certain look. You know, and I see it a lot, and I'm like, wow, this dude had it rough. You know, so it's a hard call. And on one hand, I'm with Dave. On the other, I'm like, well, you know, what do you do?
Yes, sir. But then, like I said, yeah, and I look at it. Like I said, it's a hard call. But like I said, I go with this other thing, like kind of like what Trump did say. Well, they want to come in. Hell, you got to do it the damn right way. And then some people like, well, you know, I know some of our diehard, really black power community. Man, well, hell, they stole the goddamn land. They didn't do it the right way. Well, you know, that's, well, we understand that one. It's colonists. No, y'all want to go that route. But still, again, we're not talking about that. It's a different day and time now. But and some of y'all will say that same shit into that, you know, to these immigrants come in y'all town and take over y'all shit like we seeing the people in Chicago, whatever saying. They probably, fuck it, you know, hey, we ain't worried about them people until everybody start coming up in that motherfucker. So now you want to start hollering and kicking and screaming. So, okay. But but the thing here is, like I was saying, you know, there's a process that they had to go through. And that's what he was saying. Like even Trump said, I'm not telling the people don't come. I'm just saying you, there's a process and a proper way you have to do it. Democrats said bypass all that shit. Fuck them. Let them come on in. Let's let them come on in. And see, no, you can't. You can't do that. It's just like you want to help the homeless and you got a homeless shelter. But, you know, it only can, you got only 25 beds in the homeless shelter. I mean, you got 1,000 people out there. You know you're not going to be able to get everybody in there. Well, fuck it, let them come on in. Like, no, we can't let it. How you going to get 1,000 people in there and one that and just only, you know, house 25 people? You know, it ain't going to work. It just ain't going to work. But that's damn near like what the Democrats are doing. Y'all can't take care of, well, y'all miss representing the funds that you already have for the American citizens, telling them y'all don't have the money. You got to shut down this and close down that. But then y'all started bringing other people in. Hold up, bro. Get the shit straight first that with the people you already have here. Then you can allow other people to come in. Like, hey, y'all, we don't mind helping y'all, but right now we got to fix our own house. You know, so we can't, you know, we understand what's going on in Venezuela. We understand what's happening over in, you know, the other places. You know, y'all, but we got to straighten out. We got a whole bunch of veterans and stuff that on so-called fought out at fake-ass wars. We got to help them, you know, find jobs and other stuff. We got to help them out. You can't bring nobody else in right now. You know, you got to fix your own. What did, like, old folk got to say, sweep around your own front door. That's what America has to do. And damn you damn crazy-ass Democrats, that's what y'all better understand. And that's the message that Trump was trying to say. Y'all worried about goddamn Trump, and I know y'all get tired of hearing us saying his name on here, but that's the person who was bringing that message. And it was not about him, but it's a policy. You have to start with Americans first. Start with them first. Then once we straight, then you might can help, you know, get a little change left over you got to help other people. But, yeah, so like I said, it is a hard thing, you know, to maybe with to deal with that, but not the way they're going. They know what they can do. Because, like, how come Obama was doing it? So y'all crazy-ass Democrats, now, hold up. How come y'all was sending people back in mass? I just think about it. Even with Biden, he didn't have no problem sending all them Haitians back. Y'all remember that happened when the Haitians came over here? They sent them back. They hurried up and sent them back. And Haiti hadn't too long just had a damn hurricane. I mean, not a hurricane. I think it was a hurricane or earthquake. I can't remember which one. But they had a national disaster real bad. And they send them people right back over there with no problem. But now all of us, but you ain't doing it to the goddamn Hispanics and all the other people. So, I mean, come on. Y'all some real damn hypocrites for real. But yeah, but that's the Party of Justice.
Now, they flew all the way across the waters to go so-called spread democracy in Afghanistan. They're everywhere fighting everybody. Now, if Mexico is really that bad, why don't they go, you know what I mean, you could almost walk to the battle. You know what I mean? So if it's that bad, go spread your democracy over there. But see, here's the problem.
Mm.
They're in a partnership with the cartels.
Yep.
So you know, they ain't going to take out their own. The only reason they went to Afghanistan is because the so-called Taliban was trying to stop the drug trade over there. So they had to go there and kill all these people that were trying to stop the drug trade. So it's dirty. It's like instead of fixing the problem, they make it our problem.
Hmm. So, Brother Alpha Male, hold up. Wait a minute. I'm just trying to see something. So you saying they went to actually to Afghanistan to go get the dope?
To protect the dope. That's where most of your poppy is grown, and they had perfect conditions, and they were paying farmers dirt cheap to grow.
Wow.
And they were poor, you know. They were like, well, shit, my regular farm ain't working. I grow all the poppy you want. The Taliban said no, so they started burning them down and, you know, putting the farmers out of business, basically saying, look, we need food, not drugs. And that's when the United States said, uh-oh, we got to go protect it.
Mm. So it wasn't about weapons of mass destruction. It was about the... Yeah. Wow. Okay. I got to play like that, do that shit. Because I'm going to tell you something, bro. It was a military soldier. It was somewhere, I forgot where I've seen it and some before. And it was an interview. And he talked about it. He's like, the whole time that I was over there, you know, he went over there. He said, the whole time that I was over there, he said, all we did, what you say? He said, brother, sat there and we guarded these poppies, you know, poppy fields. He said, that was my mission with my platoon I did. That's all we did, guard the poppy fields.
And that's, so now Mexico is their little cash cow, you know, so they ain't going to mess with the cartels. I mean, think about it. The cartels got the same weapons, probably better weapons than our military have, and they got way more heart.
Yeah. I wonder what was it, Fast and Furious with Eric Holder, the Attorney General, was under Obama. Not was he the Attorney General? I think he was something. I want to say Attorney General, but Eric Holder. Remember that situation, Fast and Furious, all them guns and shit they had, something going on with that in Mexico.
Yeah, that was Holder.
Yeah,
that was under Mary Sotoro. Barack Hussein Obama.
Yep.
And yep. So it's dirty business, man. It's all dirty business. That's why it's hard to even know how to feel about a situation if you don't know the underlying BS that's being played on you. You know?
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. Yeah, I got a little small minute 45 minute clip. I like this dude right here. I like that he be guarded, man. I'm gonna play this. This dude said, "Dumbass Americans." Let me see what the hell he talking about. Check this out. Well, hold up. Oh shit! I guess we won't hold up. Make sure my. Oh, 1 second. I gotta make sure my pod thing is hooked up. 1 second, man. I got to make sure my podcaster is hooked up. It was at first. Make sure it's connecting. Lost connection. All right, let's try it again. Oh, shit. What the hell going on?
Now, Uncle Scotty here just...
Here we go.
Now, Uncle Scotty here just barely got out of high school. Thanks to my science teacher for letting me paint a couple of dinosaurs in the classroom the day before graduation to get me through that class so I could graduate. But I don't know, man. I think I'm a fucking genius. Because I'm watching how many stupid fucking people in this country there are. People that went to college, all sorts of education, that are supposed to be geniuses and smart. But I sit back and I watch you dumb fucks. You waiting hours and hours online, going through security check after security check, getting your temperature checked. They check your O-ring. They check under your ball bag. They check between your stinky toes. They go through your luggage, pulling out your dildos, your panties, and everything else. How many forms of ID that you got to show, triple passports. And this is just to get from one part of your state to another part of your state. And you same fucking idiots are clueless and have not a word to say about these illegal aliens being flown in here by this fucking jerk-off president, by the hundreds of thousands, first class, in airplanes, and the secret of the night. Hundreds and thousands of them, never checking, never waiting online, never showing ID, never check their luggage, nothing, nothing. And you dumb fucking Americans are fine with it. How stupid. This is why the world laughs at us. I'll take that title as a genius after watching you dumb fucks.
I'm like, dude, man. He's on Twitter, right? He be killing me. He sound like really one of them Italian dudes. Yeah, but he go hard on Biden and all of them. But he's right. They don't say a damn thing. Sit back and let it happen. Yes, sir. Trying to pull up something because I have something here. I know Dave, he was talking about it. He's been learning a little bit more politics and things of this nature, because we was getting into a value system one day. Let me see. Should I go here? Yeah, we get into a value system one day. I know what I need to play. Let me slow down. I'm going to get into something. I'll do that later. But I want to play a clip. I know what I want to do. I want to do another clip. It's a sister named Linda B. I don't know who ever met you. Y'all probably heard of her. Linda B. She have a YouTube channel, man. And she has some, trying to find it right fast. I've been sending damn other stuff out to everybody so much. Yeah. Cut this down. And she has a channel. We're talking about how she walked away from the Democratic Party and all this. But she's going into a lot of stuff we say right here on Culture Freedom. She kind of talk about. But after that, I want to go into the day with talking about politics. Well, politics, and we talk about values. And we went into some of this before, because I'm going to go into some of the beliefs and values of what it is to be a conservative and liberal beliefs. I want to go into some of that right here and look at it. And just for us, you know, and let test for us and see as well, do we, you know, kind of where we stand on this, some of these principles. So, yeah, I'm going to play this really quick one right here with the sister right fast. Then I'm going to come back to that.
Me, Linda B., and this is my walk away story. All right, so unlike a lot of voters, I never voted exclusively for one party except when I first started voting. I voted Democrat, you know, a long time ago. And then I realized that their policies just did not line up with my Christian values. You know, the whole gay agenda.
Now, one thing. Let me go back. Now, see what she just said, her values. Even though she said Christian, I ain't knocking that, but she said, even with that as a Christian, what did she say? It didn't line up with her Christian values. And now she's going to even tell you about some of the values. And that's what I keep mentioning about values. And there's plenty, we know there's plenty of goddamn, and I'm going to say it for the black community, because most of so-called black Americans, resonate with or say they are Christians, and we took a poll, most of them would say that they are Christians, you know, majority. That would be the majority rule here, say they are Christians. So, and you voting for the Democrats and all of this shit, right? So anyway, what she pointed out, it didn't line up for her values, and that's what you're supposed to look at. And we're going to look at some, listen to it some more. But I just throw that in there. She talked about her value system.
All right, so unlike a lot of voters, I never voted exclusively for one party except when I first started voting. I voted Democrat, you know, a long time ago. And then I realized that their policies just did not line up with my Christian values. You know, the whole gay agenda, I just couldn't go along with it. Because I'm Christian and I carry my Christian faith and I try to in every area of my life. So that, of course, includes how I vote. So I was voting Republican, you know, beginning in 2004. And again, previously in the 90s, I voted Democrat. So then, you know, as time went on, you know, lo and behold, Donald Trump became the presidential candidate. The media just painted him as such a racist and a misogynist that I believed it. They had never talked this way about any other candidate. Never. I've never heard of it, honestly, that the kind of vitriol they had for this man. And they would edit his clips in such a way that I believed whatever the mainstream media was pushing about Donald Trump. I bought it hook, line, and sinker.
You and a lot of other people out there, there are a lot of women who felt the same exact way. I also know a lot of women who could see through it and could see through the lies. But a lot of us, we get our news, or at least I will say this, a lot of us back then, we got our news through these mainstream media outlets, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, and those of that nature. Now, I think more people are looking for more independent outlets, looking for independent journalists. They're looking for people that are doing work away from mainstream media, because we've all realized, or all have come to a realization, that most of those mainstream media outlets are just liberal propaganda machines.
Now, I'm going to stop that right there for a second. I'm going to stop that right there, because I want Alphamere to go into something, because he mentioned something. He was telling Justice on Monday. I mean, damn, whatever that was, Wednesday, we did the virtual show by virtuality and things. Because Alphamere, you were saying something about, like, okay, we talk about the headsets, but you was actually telling Justice about how people are being programmed and something, even without that. You remember we was going into that? You remember what you were talking about, brother, on that? Because that's what she's saying. Because now she was saying that she believed what they were saying about him, hook, line, and sinker, because the media was putting this out. You remember what you was going in there, breaking it down into Justice about?
Yeah, I was explaining to him, like, how he felt the VR was going to do something to your brain. And I was like, well, just watching regular TV, you know, it'll mess up your brain. And I gave him a good example. I said, well, you know, people are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, you know, and that's when he got hot. He's like, oh, you had to bring that up. Yeah, because regular television is far more dangerous than a headset that you have control on what you click on.
Damn. Yeah. And that right there, bro, that's why I said I had to stop it, because that's what she's saying, because she bought it hook, line, and sinker, because, like she said, they was chopping up the clip. And if I go a little bit farther, though, she was like, when she started actually going into finding the whole clips, what he was saying, it wasn't saying that. It didn't say what they were actually putting out and promoting that he said. So, yeah, but that's that. But, yeah, so I just thought about it. I was like, damn, you know what? That's right. And that's what that movie 1984 that I remember about, that movie 1984, George Orwell movie about Big Brother. And in that movie, I seen one thing, and it said, Big Brother will make you make you and break you to make you hate what Big Brother hate. It will make you do that. And I've watched that movie during the Trump administration. I always heard people talk about it. So someday I just decided to watch it. And I thought about it. I was like, damn, that's what the Democratic Party have did to do. Even though he used to kick it with all of them same people. But when they start demonizing him, they made everybody else hate him because they hated him for a reason, because he was actually started exposing some of the same people and crooks that he hung out with. Y'all know one of them. I'm talking about them goddamn Clintons. So he said, she need to take her ass to jail. He said, hey, you sponsor. You know, he was talking about the tax thing that time. He said, well, you know you're not going to do away with it because some of the same people, because, you know, they kept getting on him about his tax. He said, I'm taking advantage of the same thing some of the people that you're sponsoring take advantage of. Some of your party started naming names. So, yeah, he was an enemy to them. And they had to make everybody else dislike him because only Renee was disliking him because he was exposing their ass. It wasn't about nothing else. He was no racist. They don't give a fuck because they probably all still hang out at the same Nazi party that, you know, kicking and talking about black folk. But he just started. Yeah, oh, my man. You said you're going to say that, bro.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. But when it turned to something else, though, that's when they disliked him, and they made you hate him. I'm telling y'all, go and watch 1984. That shit is cold. It kind of seemed boring. Y'all think, oh, man, this old-ass movie. But watch it for the message. That's what you got to look at. But just so you got something. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I want to add something to that. Now, let me tell you how retarded people are.
Yes, sir.
Now, you can be in your house with your wife all day, right? Mm-hmm. Then I went and got a fish sandwich. I watched a movie. And the cops show up, right?
Yes, sir.
Talking about, I think you were here at such and such time. Like, no, nah, he'd been here with me the whole time. You know, we've been chilling. All right, cool. But now, if she hears it enough, she'll start doubting what she knows is true.
Hmm.
That's how people are. They people that don't think, but that's how they are. They start saying, "Well, he could have went out the bathroom window when he went to take a shit." You know, just
yep. Yes, sir.
That's how gullible people are, and the people that are, I don't consider them in charge, but the ones that they adhere to know they're retarded, so they take advantage of that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And I just stopped that clip for a while so we can talk about it. And I got to go back to something, too. It made me think about, because what you're saying, bro, what you're saying, Alpha Male, it was, took me back. I didn't know anything about this stuff. But the brother used to be on here with us, Brother Savannah Black. And he was talking about one time human social engineering. I had to say it slow so I can see it. Human social engineering, and they was talking about Facebook and how it, you know, does that, the human social engineering. And that's exactly what they had been doing, because, you know, all these emojis, thumb up, smiley faces, they put stuff out on Facebook, and a lot of them do it. It don't be just you. They have these bots and stuff they're used to promote something like a black man got killed today by the hands of the police, and, you know, people start seeing that and sharing it, and then they start showing their emotion through the emojis, you know, what's that, anger face emojis, down emojis, and they start maybe typing their comments in. So they engineer a lot of these emotions to make people, you know, again, this negativity and energy. So, and actually, even with that, they do that all the damn time. And that, actually, y'all go and look at that up, human social engineers. I watched a video on that once before, how they did that with the what they call racist, black race, white race, and how they was trying to do this social engineering experiment with the two. It turned out crazy as hell, boy. There was a lot of anger, but that's what they were doing. They were experimenting. And so, yeah, there's a lot of stuff with this shit, man. Like you said, bro, and that's why I say I don't worry about that, because, like I said, you can basically control that, you know, with the, when we talk about the technology, the VR. But like you said, a television is just as worse. You know, and we see that result. Because now you get in a conversation with sometime our brothers and sisters trying to tell them about this agenda and what this is happening. They don't want to hear that shit because, you know, Don Lemon, he ain't on TV no more, but Don Lemon said this, and so-and-so, MSNBC, punk-ass Al Sharpton, them said this. So they don't, and they keep playing you again. That's why y'all kept on hearing me say, stop letting people play you with your blackness. And by the way, since I said that briefly, what's this guy? I can't even pronounce his last. White House. The guy that, what's his name last night? I know it was House something. Callie Randhouse or something shit like. You remember that when he shot those, supposedly shot those Black Lives Matter protesters years ago? And the thing, and he got, he got his honorary. They got him off, let him out. And now he's supposed to be coming to Memphis. I'm trying to find an article that had popped up earlier. They had let him out, and they're supposed to be coming to Memphis. I'm going to show y'all what they're trying to do. Yeah, they're saying the university that he's supposed to be coming to Memphis to talk about First Amendment, talk about the First Amendment rights, and having an anti-LGBT rally. I mean, yeah, not LGBT. It's the same thing. Well, I said Black Lives Matter. It is LGBT, so I guess I did say it right. But Black Lives Matter rally here in Memphis. Well, just a speech. And they've been protesting him coming to the city of Memphis. Now, the man was cleared of all of his charges. But there, some of these damn so-called activists don't want him to come to Memphis. And here's what they're doing in the article, though. They're saying that he is coming to a predominantly black college to do his speeches. I'm like, and I seen the name, the University of Memphis. They say a primarily black college and university that he's coming to. I said, wait a minute, whoa. Memphis ain't no goddamn, because then they start talking about, they start saying that to throw that out there to make black people like, oh, man, because of what happened with the Black Lives Matter shit. But University of Memphis ain't no damn predominant goddamn black university. I don't know how many people blacks go there. But they tried to throw in it, that being predominantly black university, and they threw out the number and saying like Memphis is probably 65% black. But that ain't the goddamn university. We're going to say Memphis is how did that correlate? So they tried to play people back with black university. He go to a black university to do a anti Black Lives Matter speech. But what about the part of him talking about your First Amendment right, the right to carry, and all of this type of stuff? They don't know. You can't talk about that. Nah. Yeah, see, it's the game. Fuck it. I need to go just because he's talking about Black Lives Matter. Hell, I need to go down there. Shit. My goddamn self. But yeah, this crazy, man.
He might leave some shit out. I need to say, hey, bro, don't forget.
Yeah. So, yeah, he ain't lying. Said, fuck Black Lives Matter. They don't speak for me. But they haven't. And the one who's doing it, and me and some brother, we've been talking today earlier about this, and how they're having a lot of these. I just know here in Memphis, I can't say everybody else. But what it is, you got a lot of activists, so-called activists, this is my opinion, who's starting to infiltrate these political positions, like the guy Justin Pearson, him. He ain't nothing but a fucking activist. He's not a really political, trying to worry about politics, trying to fix the economic problem in Memphis, trying to bring jobs or trying to, get money, funding for communities. And he ain't nothing, this motherfucker up in Nashville up there not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, where they actually banned, and big up to the Republicans up there. I got to say it, y'all. I got to give credit is due. Where the Republicans passed a bill banning the LGBT flags in school. Now, notice what I said. That's important. That's why I said big up to them. You no longer can fly those flags, LGBT flags, in the schools here in the state of Tennessee. They banned it. And that little punk son of a went up there. And when they did that, He said, now check this out. Now, we thought that was supposed to be, now, Dave, like what Dave was saying, according to the Torah, you know, that's supposed to be a no-no. That's an abomination. But he said that they were doing something evil, and he said that was immoral from them banning the flag. He called them immoral for going against LGBT, and he said they were evil. But and y'all, he's not a politician. He's a fucking activist. And this woman, Tammy Sawyer, she's getting ready to run for Shelby County clerk down here. She's a fucking activist. That's the same one. She be talking all that white racist shit. But I seen a video. She had a talk about, she was just talking about all these white folks that evil and so and so. And then they showed her having something at her house. And all the people that was in her house that she was having this little conversation, they were white. So I thought they was fucking so evil. Yeah. Because it's all a game. You know, but they had ran her ass out of the city. Oh, she had got the Nathan Bedford Forrest. He was a Confederate general during the Civil War, and he was a Klan member. Yeah, Nathan Bedford Forrest. He was actually a Klan member. You know, she was a part of the little protest to get that his statue. He had a statue that was in a park, and him and his wife was actually buried under that statue because he was on a horse. They was had him on a horse. Big ass concrete statue and stuff, and him and his wife was buried under there, under that statue. But anyway, so they had them, they protested and shit. Al Sharpton came down here, Justice, and they finally got him moved, and she was a part of that. And somebody, man, threatened her ass. She was talking about defund the police too, y'all. Now check it out. She was talking about defund the police, and when that guy was calling her, making threats. Who did she call? She called the fucking police department. The same one was talking about defunding them. She had to call them, asking for help. He picking on me. Yeah. And she got scared and she left Memphis for a while, but now she's back to start some more shit. So, yeah. These people, they, bro, they have no means of trying to do anything good for people.
Hey, Aria.
Yes, sir.
Aria, I'm going to say this, and I got a take a dab back. I had to go to the store real quick, but I'm listening. But I'm going to tell you this, too. There's a lady named Dr. Candace Matthews. She's in Texas, and she's a Democrat, and she's full of shit, too. I've been looking into her bullshit, too. She on the same side as the damn people who talking shit. Who's Dang. Doing all this wrong shit. And she in Texas try to act like she's all for black shit, but she ain't. Yeah. So I put that out.
That ain't that black lady you sent me the thing that was with, what's that dude with the black founder, Cordell?
Malik Shabazz. She with your leader, Najee Muhammad.
Damn, I thought that was the one with, you know, the dude, Cordell, whatever, that went down in Texas.
Yeah, Cornell X. That's the same. Yeah. Yeah. She's full of shit. I just thought I'd put that out there. I'ma put that out there. She full of shit too.
Hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. But anyway, I'm gonna dive back out for a second. I'm still listening.
I got you. Yes, sir. You didn't forget your blunt paper, did you, Dave, when you went in there, did you?
Hell no. Hell no. I need it. Look, I needed one for when Justice was talking that shit Wednesday. Hey, look, that's why I stayed silent. I'm like, I know damn well R.E.I. ain't tag teaming with this nigga, because I ain't lying. His Cory Booker ass, man.
Cory Booker. Hey, man, I'm glad you met. Where the hell dude at? What happened to him?
He in there with Michelle Obama.
Damn, he must not be in the politics no more.
Yeah, he with Jesus. You remember him saying something about being with Jesus?
Who, Cory Booker? No, I'm talking about the real Cory Booker, not Justice. You know what I'm talking about? What happened to him?
Yeah,
he lost his seat.
I don't know. He Rosaria Dawson left his ass.
Oh damn.
Yeah, you know, they had their little fake relationship.
Okay. I ain't hearing nothing about him no more.
It sounded like justice.
Damn.
I think they're the same person.
Yeah, he's sweet in the seat. He's sweet in the seat too.
Oh, Cory Booker.
Yes, sir.
Damn. He ain't on the political scene no more, is he?
It says. Let me see.
I mean, I ain't heard nothing about his little ass no more, so he probably gone.
It says a senator for New Jersey. Right to Cory, March 27, 20, Senator Booker. I guess he's a senator.
Oh, damn. He must be he quiet. You know, I don't hear about nothing about him in the news or nothing no more. You just see a little bald head ass out there.
Dave Chappelle called Juicy Smelly, eh?
Yep.
They hide now.
That's a good one you just pulled out. I can remember they were trying to say that they were cousins, him and, Kamala Harris? Like they said they was all, no, hold up. Yeah, they was cousins.
Yeah, and they were lying right along with him.
Yep.
So we found out that, well, we knew it was a lie to start with, because none of it added up.
Yes, sir.
As soon as the mainstream realized that them motherfuckers went ahead. You ain't seen Cory, you ain't seen Kamala, and you ain't seen I think there was an Asian lady. She might have been a prosecutor or some shit.
Yep, and then Kim Fox funky ass. Yo, damn, these crazy-ass people.
They're going to hide for a while.
Oh, yes, sir. Those
people got short memories, you know?
Yeah. Surely. And then as far as the January the 6th, whatever the hell that shit they talk about, the insurrection, they brought it up that Cory Booker had did the same shit before that. He was telling the people they need to go over there to the Democrat. They need to go over there and get all in Congress face and Senator and all that shit. He told them the same goddamn thing.
Well, that was Maxine Godzilla Waters.
Yeah, she said get in their face, but she did that. She made that statement, get in their face, you're right. But he told the people they need to go over to Congress and whatever, like, they need to do the same. So, you know that? So he told the people to basically go. But Trump didn't say, y'all need to go. He actually said it. They played the video with him actually saying it. But they didn't charge. They ain't saying that he caused insurrection. But like you said, they just hid him. Hey, your assignment. I guess that's why it is, too. That he don't have an assignment right now. They'll pull his dog chain in a minute where they need him. That's what it is. You know, they ain't got no assignment for him. Yeah, they ain't got no assignment for him. I want to look at we came right past to going back to these values, like the what we was kind of like, even what a woman was saying about her value, that's why she no longer wanted to vote for Democrats, because it went against her. She said her Christian value. And number one she said was this homosexual stuff. By her being a Christian, she like, I can't deal with that. I can't go with that. Like Daryl Hall and John Oates, I can't go for that. Yeah, she can't go for that. But here's a couple of things. I want to look at his, like, the definition of a, now coming from, this is I like this website. It's called the Student Daily, Student News Daily. And it kind of, this one goes into conservative versus liberal beliefs. I'll start with the bad part first, the liberals. And it says, liberals believe in government action to achieve equal equality, to achieve equal opportunity and equality for all. Yeah, right. And it is the duty of the government to advocate social ills. Now, damn, I can't even read it now, y'all. Let me slow down. It is the duty of the government to eradicate, that's it, y'all, social ills and to protect civil liberties and individuals and human rights. Believe the role of government should be to guarantee that no one is in need. Well, that shit ain't working. liberal policies generally emphasize the need for the government to solve problems. That's what it's talking about, the liberals. That shit don't work. They lying. But anyway, conservatives believe in personal responsibility, limited government, free market, which I hear a lot of them talk about against free market, individual liberty, traditional American values, and strong national defense. I believe the role of government should be to provide people the freedom necessary to pursue their own goals. Conservative policies generally emphasize empowerment of the individual to solve problems. That's what it says. Anybody got a comment on that one, Brother Alphamism? And then...
No.
Okay. And then
I can just stop laughing.
Okay, yeah. Then I go into some of the other issues. Now, how liberals believe and conserve. Now, here's one that we see is a hot issue right now. Liberals on abortion, how they feel about abortion. Well, I ain't really shouldn't even have to read that. Hell, we see the news. But here's what liberals and abortion. A woman has the right to decide what happens with her body. A fetus is not a human life. So it does not have separate individual rights. The government should provide taxpayer-funded abortion for women who cannot afford them. The decision to have an abortion is a personal choice of a woman's regarding her own body, and the government must protect her this right. Women have the right to affordable, safe, and legal abortion, including partial abortion, partial birth abortion. I already know Alpha Bear got something for that one. I already know he got something to come and say on that one. But I know his policies for that one right there. And conservative, right, man. It says, human life begins at conception. Abortion is the murder of a human being. An unborn baby as a living human being has separate rights from those of the mother. Opposed tax-funded abortion. Taxpayers' dollars should not be used for the government to provide abortion. Separate legislation to permit partial birth abortion called the partial birth abortion ban. Yeah. But the liberals, go ahead, Brother Alphabet. What's the way your thought on the liberals?
Well, you know my philosophy.
Yeah.
You know, if you get pregnant and you feel like it's too much for you, then let the baby live and kill yourself. I mean, that's to me, that's fair. You know.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's why I said I know Alpha Bear got a policy. And it was another one. Okay, I'm going to go back to read one part of it. The liberals say, they said the decision to have an abortion is a personal choice of a woman regarding her own body. And the government must protect this right. Now, when they say that the decision to have an abortion is a personal choice of a woman, well, since she had the choice to keep her goddamn legs closed, that's why I thought Alpha Bear was going to go with it for a video. She should have kept her goddamn legs closed. That's a personal choice that she should have took if she didn't want to have no baby.
Well, that's the obvious one, yeah.
I think that was too easy. Yeah.
Yeah, that was way too easy. You know? It's like I don't want to get ate by a shark, so I don't go in the fucking ocean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I just think of things, how do I put it? I don't know. It's just people say, oh, everything ain't black and white. But actually it is. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many things we don't do because we know the results. I mean, why is that different?
You know? Mm.
I mean, I managed not to make babies out of wedlock. I mean, you know, it's there's no excuse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. like I said, you know, that's, y'all already know that there's a possibility if you have unprotected sex, you might get pregnant. There's a possibility. You know, I'm just going to throw it out there to them like that. There's a possibility you might get pregnant. You better, maybe he's shooting blanks. Maybe it's something about where y'all, neither one of y'all can have. He can't even have babies or you can't have it. That's, so you don't know. You're rolling the dice. You at the casino, you know. So, hey, but you got to have that in mind. You know, y'all out here, you know, unless you... You know, what they be said about you, unless you got a good pull-out game, brothers.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, man. Me,
yes, sir.
I have a low sperm count, so I can't have kids. Never no. have. And I'm going to tell you, I go wrong. And trust me, somebody would have came out by now.
But see, y'all, see, sisters, Dave on the market. There y'all go.
There you go. They ain't got one nothing to worry about.
Red Bones, Latinos, Holly, man, I hook y'all up with Dave telephone. Uh-oh. I think we got a caller. I think this might, I hope this is Bianchi. Let me see. We got a caller, Eric Cole. We ain't a caller in a while. 314-677. Welcome in to Culture Freedom Radio.
You know, I never seen so many people so fascinated by killing babies, man. I really had.
There you go. That is Bianchi.
Hey, what's that, bro?
What's up, Bianchi? That's just his uncle right there.
Yeah. I don't understand that. Why are they so fascinated by killing babies?
I can't understand it either, Bianchi. I can't understand.
And these women that have all these abortions, then they try to have a baby. Well, a baby is not going to form right in a haunted house. Their womb is haunted.
Ooh.
They got haunted ghosts in their womb.
Wow.
Babies ain't going to form right. It's just like you trying to spend the night in Amityville when the furniture start walking across the floor and the doors start shutting and the windows opening and shutting by themselves.
I love it.
And what do they say? A man trying to tell a woman how to, you know, take care of her body and what she should do with her body.
Well, then why do they try to tell a person who want to commit suicide because they suffer from pain and diseases that they can't do it? A doctor can't help them, like Javarkian.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They're hypocritical. Helped make that baby.
Yep.
He's half of it is. It wouldn't be there if it wasn't for him. I think that a male should start paying child support whenever their child is conceived.
Mm.
And it's not the federal government's responsibility. It's the responsibility of the state. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that's the responsibility of the federal government. And most important, states don't have to listen to them. What you going to do to the state? It's nothing you can do to a state. You're going to say, well, we'll withhold your money. All right. But it's one thing that's for sure. You can't withhold the money that the states give you to withhold from them. It ain't going to happen.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the state didn't get her pregnant, did it? So, hey, I got to be responsible as a taxpayer to take care of it, make sure she get an abortion. Yeah.
Well, man,
crazy.
I'm going to tell you something. I ain't never seen so much crazy mess. And it's coming from everywhere. I'm scared to open the dresser drawer. Something might pop up out of there.
Yes, sir. Oh, Bianca, I think I've been missing you, because sometimes I'll be switching other screens. And you have been trying to call. I think that was you been trying to call in some other time. And I click back over. I stand as Bianca, and I think you'd be on hung up. And I was like, call back in, y'all. That's why I had been missing you.
But you do a good job, man. You do a good job.
You think I changed a little bit, Bianchi? You think I'm handling politics a little bit better now?
Well, see, that's what happened. It comes naturally. Everybody changes, especially as you get older. You become more wiser, and you begin to see things. See, we talk about teaching our kids how to read books. No, teach your kids how to read people.
Mm.
You got to know how to read people. That's the major thing.
I like that.
So you change. You become wiser.
Yes, sir. And why we got you here? My bad,
Bianca. You're able to recognize mess when you hear it.
Yes, sir. And Bianca, Elder, while we got you here, what do you think about the situation when Chicago was talking about what they elected already to take those school resource officers out of the school next year?
Well, you know, with the dysfunctionality that go on in schools, you got to have somebody in there to keep order. If not, them kids will run wild. They already do that. You can't discipline them. They run wild. And then these kids running in cliques and little gangs. And the resource officer, and see, here's the thing. The resource officers should be providing avenues for the children to head into so they can be successful when they get out of school. Not to keep law and order, not to keep discipline. They're supposed to have that when they come to school. But resource officers are supposed to provide information to families and that child so that they can be beneficial and successful as they move forward. They don't do that to the extent that they should.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And the thing that's, and you got these people coming from all over the world coming into the United States. And you know the thing that pissed me off? You got so many Americans and spectacularly blacks that's in prison. They should be given the opportunity to become something of themselves. They should be given the opportunity to rehabilitate themselves so that they can come out and be productive citizens. Give them the skills. We constantly talk about how they're not taught anything in school, which is true. That's why come a lot of them end up in the positions that they're in, because they have nothing better to do or worthwhile. So let those that want to, you can't make nobody do nothing, give them the opportunity to make something better than themselves. They're talking about these immigrants that's coming to work on the farms. Well, the United States don't have but two growing seasons. Talking about they're going to be able to stay for three-year visa. What they going to do when it ain't no crops growing? But, no, that's a shame. You got these Americans in prison, and a lot of them is there because of Trump's up this, that, and the other. Give them the opportunity to make something of themselves. Everybody can change. And you're going to be bringing people from other parts of the world. That's ridiculous. Now, when these people in jail get out, what they're going to have to do? They're going to end right back up in the same predicament. And they're going to have animosity because you don't brought somebody from outside the country and they've been here all that time.
Well, I think it's by design they want it that way. I think it's like
well,
that.
Well, you're right. And I'm going to tell you something, too. A lot of the design is coming from somebody that looks just have the same skin color we have. You got some of these people, they don't give a damn. They don't care about running a black person into the ground. They don't. Look at Chicago. Danny Davis, Bobby Rush. Danny Davis was asked the question about the southern border. You know what he said? He said there's room for everybody. What kind of damn statement is that?
Wow.
Wow. He did. I was on Naima's show and he said it. I asked him. He's going to say it's room for everybody. And your kids can't read and do math in school.
Yeah, that's,
they bring
that's
these
crazy.
Kids, they can't speak no English. Wait a minute. They can't speak no English. You get on your kids because they speak Ebonics, which is nothing wrong with Ebonics because that's the language they learn at home. And when they come to school, then they should be taught how to be able to communicate with a business language. But these other ones, they come on you now speak no type of English. And you make all these special efforts to teach them English as a second language. Well, you don't give afford that same responsibility to black kids that go to school.
Yeah,
you ridicule and laugh at them.
That's right. Break it down, Ellis. Break it down. Yes, sir. You better say something, Alpha Mill.
No, I was going to tell Pionke, I was bragging on him last week. I told him if I had to have a house built, I had to call you.
I'm going to tell you something. Some of these big roles ain't worth shit. They ain't no damn good.
I'm learning
that. They ain't worth a damn. All they do is look out for themselves, like Clyburn said. I only think about mine and my own. And people and blacks vote for the fools. I can't understand. See, that's the thing I can't understand. These people don't demonstrate it to you time and time again that they aren't for your best efforts, and they continue to do things that's detrimental to you, and you continue to vote for.
Yep.
Look at old Milk Duds, Elijah Cummings. His daughter was doing Uber with his congressional plates on her car. What kind of crazy mess is that?
Wow.
And then when he died, his wife thinks that she automatically inherit his congressional seat.
I remember
that. I think I remember that. Yeah, too. Yeah. Dang.
You see what I'm talking about?
Well, that's why I had to wake up from That's why I had to wake up from all this black stuff. It was like, man, you know, and I make, because sometimes I was making excuses, you know, like even they bad behavior. But see, the reason they doing it, brother, because the white man is still the white, no matter what, it was always the so-called white man fault. It wasn't never nothing we did or nothing we doing, you know. It's crazy.
Man, like, there's nothing stopping. And see, you know, you always hear me say, well, why in the heck is these Nigerians so successful? And they black as Wesley Snipes. Everybody get quiet.
Yeah.
Everybody get quiet.
Yeah, that's true.
That's your responsibility. That's your child.
Yeah.
That's not Joe Biden's child. That's not the librarian's child. It's not the school board. That's your child. You are responsible for the innocence of their child. You are not supposed to be letting these libraries have illicit and sexual and pornographic material for them kids to have access to.
Man.
That's a bunch of bull crap.
Yes, sir.
And they don't say nothing, man. They don't say anything. I don't understand
it. Yeah. And you know,
There's no way. There's no way they're going to do my kids like that. I told them, I said, I'm not only asking you to stay away from my kids, I'm warning you, stay the hell away from my kids. Because that's what they want to go after. They ain't going to have none. They abort their ass, so they want yours. Then you got some states like California in the legislature want to pass damn laws where you can marry your damn pet. They got dogs with Cinderella dresses on it.
Oh, no. God, no.
Yeah. They do. So anyway.
I know. Well, I should have known. They said that was going to happen, because I've seen some in Germany was happening. They was talking about marrying their pets. Anything happen over there, we go always come back to America. They're still tied in. That's correct.
That's
like,
crazy stuff, man.
It's like the
it
mayor
don't make
here.
No sense.
Yeah, we got the new mayor here. Memphis. He got the new mayor here. He had supposed to have this thing. He talking about he had a sit down. I'm something in country. Sit down with all the some gang leaders and talking about. He asked them. That is what he got. Asked them, could they do a ceasefire for 7 days? Now, come on, like it was a radio host said. Why he got like, come on, bro, you negotiating with terrorists. You don't ask them. You tell them. Like, listen, if y'all don't stop this killing, I'm going to come out. We're going to come out to all of y'all. We're going to start with you first as the leader. But, you know, there's just some malarkey he out there doing, saying. But now this is what he's saying. They say, well, we need jobs. We need so on. And you think these gang members, that's a bunch of crap he pulling out there to the people. You think them gang members asking for some doggone jobs. He talking about, and the reason they doing the car stealing and the smash and grabbing because they don't have jobs. Man, these people can't even hardly kidnap you and make you come to work. Hell, we got people that's hired on the job don't want to come do the job. You think them gangbangers want a doggone job? They killing me with this stuff. Like, they coming up with some programs here. The people who going to, and they trying to steal and keep the people off the street. The people who want to be in those programs, they the ones who really want something out of life. They going to be there. The gang members ain't starting no doggone program. And I was just here the other day. I was somewhere. We supposed to been going to court for this situation. It been happening around this neighborhood. I was sitting there with a couple of elders. And they were saying that this young guy, you know, they've been trying to force him in the gang. So they actually burned up, you know, he told them, no, I ain't joining no gang. So they said he burned up his family's, they burned his family car up. And he like, and told them, hey, if you don't get in this gang, next time we're going to burn y'all house up. So they was, you know, he was fearing that something was going to happen to his family. So he actually joined the gang to stop them from doing, you know, constantly destroying his family stuff. It's like, dang, so yeah. So that's crazy. So a lot of these children getting pressured and, you know, to get in these gangs and probably smashing and grabbing and all of this other stuff. It ain't about nothing. I hate when people use it because it's about poverty. And I'm like, wait. Hell, I was used to living in lower income housing and a lot of stuff I did. I didn't even know nothing about that. My mama just tell me, well, I can't afford it. I just thought maybe she didn't even want to buy me nothing, you know, because sometimes she would buy me. I didn't think about that, man, I'm poor. It was racism because of why, you know, certain things has happened. And when I went out and started doing crime, I never thought, like they said, the white man made you do it, brother. It's because you poor. I just did it because I seen other people doing it, and they looked like fun to me. And like when I used to steal cars, it looked like fun, and I started doing it. I wasn't doing it because I was poor. Hell, I'm gonna tell y'all, and police, y'all, I got arrested a couple of times, so y'all ain't getting incriminated. But so heaven, if you did, hey, I'm willing to pay. But karma, so I did pay for it. I didn't get caught for all of y'all, but karma caught me though. So hey, so I did pay, yeah, even if y'all didn't catch me. But it was like this: I was out here stealing four cars. I had a job. I had a full-time job. I was working, had money. I was, you know, and the crazy part, I had my own car, but I still was out here stealing other folks' stuff. But then when karma came back on me, when I stopped stealing folks' cars, guess what? My car started getting stolen. My stuff started getting messed up. Not too long ago, about almost a year and a half, we was at work. Somebody tried to, they came on our job, and they bust my window. It was like three of our cars parked right in a row. They bust my window out. They didn't open the door, go in there and mess with nothing. But the co-worker beside me, they bust his window out, found out they stole his W-2 form out of his glove compartment and tried to file the taxes off his W-2 form. He found that out later. But they did, in the third car, it was a Hispanic guy. He had a white Mercedes station wagon. They actually stole his station wagon. But the point here, when they bust my window out of my car, and I was like, you know what I did? I just shook my head. I wasn't mad. I just kind of laughed like, you know what? That's what I get. And I was telling them on the radio, I said, man, you know what? I ain't even mad. I said, because I used to do the same thing. I used to do that to other people's stuff. So I didn't even get mad. I said, I can't even be mad. And I was just, you know, hey, the owner was like, man, y'all call the police and get a police report, and I'll help y'all pay it. I was like, no, I ain't even worried about it. I said, man, I'm going to pay because I kept telling them. I used to do the same thing. So I can't be mad. It's just, you know, coming back on me for what I did to somebody else. When they was getting ready to go to work in the morning, they come out the house, they car gone. My little raggedy behind on took these four cars. So I can't be mad. You know, these people were working hard for their stuff. So, I don't mind anyway. So, you know, you have to change. So I did it. It wasn't about no racism. It wasn't because I was poor. It wasn't about none of that. I just was out here just wilding. So I that's why I can't stand when people make these excuses like Brandon Johnson and when he was saying that stuff in Chicago because these people underprivileged, they this and that. I can't stand those excuses. I cannot stand it because that wasn't the reason. And some of my homies that I kicked it with, they didn't ever do it because we all was together. So I know we weren't doing it because we was poor. Go ahead.
You know, you ain't going to never hear me say that it wasn't racism in this country where it denied people the opportunity. And, you know, I look at race and anybody commit mm-hmm. racism. But yeah, blacks yeah. were denied opportunities in many areas. But mm-hmm. the thing is, they never stopped pushing ahead. That's what you got to do. If you was in Nigeria, you're going to face the same thing because you foreign there. And that's a big mistake that a lot of white society made was not educating black folks because now you need them. It's a national security issue when you have a segment of your population that's not educated because you never know when you need them. And now they need them. But blacks themselves, they have to do it. You know how I learned? How we went to the library and looked and read Encyclopedia Britannica. We didn't have no damn computers.
Yes, sir.
We read encyclopedias and wrote down our lesson plan and the information we need to do book reports and so on. And, you know, our math, we had word problems. We didn't have no numeral or three on top or one on bottom. You just track and you got two left. No, we had word problems that made you think.
Yes,
and things like that that worked in the past that produced success, they need to hang on to that because you're still dealing with a human being that's got a human mind. You never abandon success. It's the things that don't work you want to move away from. And observe what others that are doing that's supposed to be high-ranking and successful in this nation. You got to mimic good things, not bad things.
That's right.
No, you got in trouble because you was a product of the time. You was a product of the situation, but you overcame it. Yes, it takes luck, but it takes due diligence, and you got to have a will to change. So anyway.
And Bianca, I really wouldn't say as a product of, like people say, it was a product of environment. I had a cousin. He grew up, well, both of my cousins, I had two cousins, grew up the same route, in the same neighborhood I did. We all was together. They didn't do that. They didn't do those things that I did. And we all were the same. We all grew up on the same street. I stayed in one house. My grandmother, then my aunt, then I stayed right across the street. They never got out and got in and ran the street and did what I did. And one of them right now, hell, he's a police officer. And, you know, his mom, I don't know, but he had the opportunity to do, but they didn't do what I did. They just didn't do it.
But, you know, here's the thing, son Ray. You don't give up on a person. I wouldn't have gave up on you because I knew you always have the possibility of changing.
Mm-hmm.
You are where you are at the time that is in your possession. That's where you was then.
Yeah.
You got to grow out of that, and apparently you did. You don't give up on a person because at some point in time, you're going to say, what if I had just stayed one more day? Mm-hmm. You don't want to be in that position.
Yeah.
Because it's a hard felt position. It's like when you leave the house and you don't hug and kiss your wife. And then between the time that you left and she loses her life. And you forever saying, I wish I could hug her just one more time. So you prevent yourself having to be in those predicaments and do the things that's necessary so you're not in those predicaments. You never know what the whole outcome is going to be. But it's one thing that you can control is that you don't have to look at it from a negative position when you do things the right way.
Yes, ma'am. And what I look at it
anyway,
is...
I'm gonna get off.
Okay, yes, sir. Appreciate you always, Elder. Appreciate you always, that wisdom.
Hey, Bianca. Still up here? You know what? And you what you just said was absolutely right. Like, for instance, I never knew my biological father, but I went out looking for him through Ancestry and 23andMe, and I found a second cousin who told me about a guy that matched the description because I didn't have no information. It was like a two-night stand that my mom had this guy. And she was what that got me in contact with the guy. She sent me a picture of him. I looked just like him. I showed my mom. She said, kind of looked like him, but not really. And I looked at her. I said, you's a fucking lie. Because the nigga looked just like me, but he was bald-headed. He was holy shit and bald-headed. But he looked just like me. Same nose, same lips, same everything. Same creepy-ass smile, everything. But so the niece was that got me in contact with him. She never did. Matter of fact, she told me, well, if it's meant to be, he'll call you, not whatever. And I reached out to her. I said, can't get me in contact with this guy. I just want to talk to him. Just say hello. Just hear his voice. Never did. In fact, she blocked my number and she blocked me on Ancestry.
Mm.
23andMe, I ended up finding a first cousin. And her ass, it's crazy because they live naive. And according to the niece, first niece, his family is not even a mile away from where I work at. Not even a mile
that's
away.
That's usually the case.
Like, what did you say?
That's usually the case. You drive by each other every day.
And look, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so the same thing with his other niece. I reached out to her because I did Ancestry and 23andMe. I've done all this shit. And, man, she had to, like, she didn't even know the motherfucker. I'm like, ain't this some shit? But I found out through a cousin of hers that was a cousin through her grandfather because she put all that shit on her profile. I was like, okay. She was like, well, it's the same dude that I got the information from the other cousin on the other site. But yeah, but she, I'm being serious. That whole.
Well, you know what, Dave?
Too.
You know, that's way heavy on your heart. And guess what? It's weighing heavy on his too. So you should do what is necessary to do to meet up with that individual. Because if you wondering things, he's wondering about things. It's on his mind. Try to meet up with him and set the record straight.
Can't find no information. Can't find no information. That nigga is ghost. Matter of fact, his family, even his niece even was like, because I had found some couple of other cousins of his own ancestry that I reached out to. I reached out to him on my paternal side when I did the DNA. All of them denied me. All of them. One said, that ain't possible. I'm like, what the fuck ain't possible? You know, yeah, his whole family. I'm like, damn. I've tried to reach out, but he ain't got no Facebook, no Instagram, no nothing. Yeah, yeah. That shit made me sad.
That's painful. That's painful, Dave. That's painful. So you just gotta continue doing.
Yeah. You know, yeah. But like you were saying, somebody wish that they could have did something better when the time gets, you know, when time goes wrong. That be on my mind. Because I know that nigga up in age, you know. It's a shame, you know. I could have sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews. I see and don't even know. You know, yeah. It's sad because it's the same city. I've been thinking my father was from Louisiana, Texas. Come find out he's from the same fucking city I work in. I'm like, ain't that some bullshit? Yeah, man, that's black people is something else, man. You know,
it's not just black people, Dave. It's human beings. Human beings do things.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But I can tell you what, Dave, when you meet up with him, make sure you got a box of Kleenex because you're going to need it to wipe away the tears.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, man, I'm going to get out of here. I'm sorry to take up too much time on your show.
No, you're good, Pionka. You're always welcome here, brother. You're always welcome here.
Well, yeah. I appreciate you. You guys live safe now. Be good.
Yes, sir. You too, my brother.
See you later,
yes, sir.
Brother.
Pionki in the house. Yeah, I'm glad we got there. He got there to catch him. I was paying attention to the switchboard that time to catch the elder. Yeah. And but Pionki was saying something. We was talking about something, too. And like I said, a lot of things is I was talking about how do you talk about the youth and everything. They always keep coming up with something. You, like we said before, we always say this here on this show. There's no way you cannot legislate morality. And a lot of things, if they want to solve, they talk about the crime problem, this problem. We have to change the thinking. That will solve a lot of things. The thinking, the mentality. And that's it. Like, can I even talk about my situation? You know, I like to, like in the church say, give my living testimony. If it wasn't for those elders that I met, oh, it was one elder and then another brother that was talking to me, and, you know, they was giving me the teaching through Elijah Muhammad, though, but was talking to me and stuff about stuff. Man, it made me change my way of thinking and my thought patterns. And that's like, and I'm looking here, and I'm going to go here, looking at Carter G. Woodson, one thing right fast, in his page that he said, you know, I read this a couple of times, when he says the problem is holding the Negro down, therefore it is easy to solve. When you control a man's thinking, you don't have to worry about his actions. And I'm just took from here, and look at this, I think about the main point that I extract from this when he's talking about his thinking. Well, it's like I said, you got to control your thinking. When you can change that thinking, you will change your actions. If you thinking, like I said, you thinking you a thug, you a gangster, what you going to do? You're going to act upon those thoughts and start acting like you're a goddamn gangster or thug. You start, then you change that. I'm no longer that. So I'm no longer going to have those actions. I'm not going to act out those things the way I'm thinking. And last part, he says, he was talking about, in fact, if there is no back door, he will cut one for his special benefit. His education make it necessary. That's why I would say we have to, another thing, change our thinking and properly educate, inform the brothers and sisters. It's like brother would tell them, hey, man, you know, you ain't got no business out there doing that, bro. That's not what you are. You know, Elijah Muhammad would say, hey, man, you know, he taught, you know, through the message of the black man. But, you know, I've elevated from some of that. But it was a start for me. And then seeing again what it was doing to my mom and stuff like that, and not only her, but myself. But again, the way we're going to get to the youth and some of these other probably older knuckleheads that still doing stuff, it ain't just the youth, but they talk about the youth problem, is that we have to control their mind. You can do all these goddamn special programs and that they talking about trying to get money to, and the only thing they want to do is money. They're going to allocate money so they can actually misappropriate the money. That's why they be trying to start all these programs. Y'all, we already know how they're going to do, because the program might last a year or two. Next thing you know, it's no longer there. Because it really ain't really helping, because they're going to miss, like I said, take the goddamn money, somebody going to get it, and it's going on. But we got to get to the minds. We got to get it. That's the key, the minds. That's why we're seeing, again, we keep talking about in the schools, they are pushing the LGBT. What is it that's putting this stuff, instilling stuff on their mind? Even with the cartoons, the visuals, that's instilling stuff, making them think a certain process. So everything is all about the mind. Even when we talk about virtual reality, having the headsets on, and is what you're seeing, it still goes back to that mind. When you even do the study, you talk about virtual reality, because your mind thinking somewhat when you're into it, and if you get really too in-depth in it, you would think this is what you're seeing is sometimes real, you know, to the eyes. But that's why you have to control that mind with that. So it's always like everything going to go back to the thinking and the mind. That's it. Like Alpha Male was talking about, we were talking about the politics, how they controlled a lot of people with the doing that voting thing, that this dude is a bad dude. Y'all don't need to vote for him. You need to get rid of him. Now we see a lot of videos that those same, probably same people, I thought he was a bad dude. Shit, I have a change of heart now. I don't see him that way. Hey, we need to bring him back. But see, you didn't think that way at first. Until now, what bad things are happening and your pocket getting hit and you seeing what's happening in conditions that's all over America. Now you see it. But you didn't think that way at first because somebody was too busy listening to something else, the negative. But I want to throw out, here's another thing right fast. Liberal and conservative gun control. gun control. Yeah, because we hear a lot of that, right? Gun control. Here's what the liberals think on gun control. It said a Second Amendment does not give citizens the right to keep and bear arms, but only allows for the state to keep a militia, which is the National Guard. This is what it have here, National Guard. Individuals do not need guns for protection. Say what? Yeah, I'm going to read that again. Individuals do not need guns for protection. It is the role of the local and federal government to protect the people through law enforcement agencies and the military. Additional gun control laws are necessary to stop gun violence and limit the ability of criminals to obtain guns. More guns mean more violence. Well, I hate to tell them on this. The damn criminals basically got all the guns. So, hell, you need it. And then, going back right fast, it says, it is the role of the local and federal government to protect the people through law enforcement agencies. Now, this is what the liberals saying, but I thought these same damn liberals are saying, through Black Lives Matter protests and so forth, which is still a liberal movement, saying that they want to defund the police. They need to defund the police. That's why Chicago elected again to get rid of those school resource officers, a.k.a. security in the schools. So I don't know what the hell they really want. But let's go to the conservative side right fast. They said the Second Amendment gives citizens the right to keep and bear arms. Individuals have the right to defend themselves. There are too many gun control laws. Additional laws will not lower gun crime rates. What is the need? What is needed is law enforcement of current laws. Gun control laws do not prevent criminals from obtaining guns. More guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens mean less crime. Mm. And let me see here. Going back, it says, and I agree, additional laws will not lower the gun crime rate. I totally agree. It says gun control laws do not prevent criminals from obtaining guns. That's what I keep saying all the time. When they keep on talking about we need more gun control, more laws. Only people you're going to control with them damn laws, like I said, is the law-abiding citizens. People who can legally obtain a gun. Those, we might say, the criminal element, the gangbangers and whoever, they're going to get theirs. Where the hell are they getting them from? We don't know. Maybe breaking in your house, stealing your legal guns, breaking in the cars. They've been having it a lot here happening in Memphis, breaking in people's cars, stealing their guns. They're going to get theirs, like Malcolm said, by enemies necessary. And I hate to use Malcolm in that analogy, but they're going to get theirs. You, they're making gun laws to stop you from getting something to protect your family. That's the only thing those so-called laws will do. But it's not going to stop the gun crimes and the gun rate, you know, from happening. Cause hell, you know, cause it's not, it ain't working. You can pass all of that. Again, it has to go back to the mind. It has to go back. You can make laws. To the cows come home, as old people, the elders used to say. You can make these all goddamn laws on the book. There's plenty of laws on the books. That ain't stopping people from. There's what Dave was talking about earlier. Even the Torah said, Tanakh said, the Holy Quran says, and probably in the laws of Ma'at says about stealing. Those are ancient, what we say, laws. People have been stealing forever. And they don't give a damn about stealing, robbing, murder, killing. These are some of these laws that we say call them laws, the things of nature, natural things you would think. You don't want nobody taking nothing from you, you know. So, hey, but people do it. So, regardless, people are going to do it until they change their mind. I remember this pastor, I just like to hear him say this on his radio show. He said once... He said, once I stopped, and I left other people's stuff alone, he said, the police left me alone. Because he said he used to do fraud and all this type of stuff. He said, once I left other people's stuff alone, the police left me alone. So that means that he was no longer police coming to get him to take him to jail because he stopped messing with other folks' stuff. And that's the key. So, yeah. So, you know, that we got to change the thinking, man, to change that. That's it. Get into the minds of these youth, man, and change their mind and the elders and change that. Because we're seeing a lot of things. That's why they call it television programming. They've been programmed. You're either going to be programmed for something good or you're going to be programmed to do something bad. It's still a program. Well, we start still again. We go back to the topic about the computers and things of this nature, the technology. Hell, even us as humans, we are programmed. Yeah, we are programmed. And our software get updated. Well, I hope it does. It get updated all the time. You know, they started off, I don't know what they started off with. Was it Windows 98, something like that? I forgot what they started off with. But now look at it, they're at Windows 11. So, you know, and they constantly keep in Apple. I don't know what they started off with. Yeah, I wasn't in Apple at that time. But the software and Samsung, the software is constantly updating as you supposed to update your software, your mind. So, yeah. So we are even programmed. Like I said, it could be a bad programming. It could be a good programming. I'm trying to program myself in the right way. That's why I keep telling the people on Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, I'm detoxing myself, getting rid of a lot of the stuff that I learned from what they say the Bible says or Tanakh says. Because in even some of this doctrine from the Hebrew Israelite community and whatnot, I'm detoxing myself, getting rid of a lot of that foolishness that I was taught. I'm reprogramming myself, right? I'm deprogramming, putting my antivirus kit, my malware in my head to get rid of these viruses of bad teachings that I've had obtained. But yeah, so we're just like computers ain't no different. Because, hell, like an Alpha Male made a great analogy. I love that, what he said. He said the computers are just imitating. I hope my brother, he'll correct me, though. But I think he said, like, the computer's just imitating humans. How you say that, brother Alpha Male? I want to get that. Like Dr. King said, we got to get the language just right. How did you say that, my brother?
Oh, I said the first mistake is calling it artificial intelligence. It's just artificial imitation.
There you go. I like that one. Yes, sir. And that's all.
Going back to something you said, though, I had my old shit moment right on this radio show. And you might remember, because we were on the show, and I came in, I was like, yo, What the fuck are we fighting for? Wow. I mean, who are we fighting for? You know, black people out here doing all ungodly shit, blaming it on white people, but every time I turn around, it's a black dude doing some shit to another black dude.
Yeah.
And I think I might have disappeared for a couple shows after that.
Damn.
But, yeah, so you do grow. Because, you know, I was kind of, you know, yeah, black power. I didn't hate white people. I just felt like, you know, with all the stuff I had learned, that black people have been and are still being held back. But through conversation with you, Dave, and, you know, various topics, it was like, hold up. in just a few years after, you know, I hate to keep harping on this, but just a few years after my injury, I came from 0 to 1,000 miles an hour in no time. And I'm saying, hold up. If my broke ass that was never taught, you know, economics or anything about finances all my life can do this, what's holding everybody else up? I mean, I ain't rich, you know. I can still keep food on the table, keep the lights on, though. You know, ain't nobody stopped me from doing that. There wasn't no white man saying, "Yeah, you know, we gonna hold you down." You know, so yeah, I had my moment, and I was like, "Damn, It hurt too. It was like, damn.
Yes, sir.
I've been fucking stupid all these years.
Hey, don't feel bad. I was like that too. And sometimes, brother, even with me in that process, that thinking process, I still was like, wait a minute. I was always still questioning some a little bit, though. Like, but I'll forget it, you know. I still find some kind of way to hang on. And it was like sometimes I think about it, and it's like, okay, well, how is it then? Okay, all, you know, all this depression they putting their zones, oppressing. How is it that these black folks are having stuff? And I'd be driving around, I see, like, how can them black folks having stuff? How come it ain't affecting them? You know, and you know, I just look at a list of it. And you know, like, and some people like, well, because I know everybody ain't sold out. I know every black person ain't in the boule. They ain't sewing. So I'm like, come on now, but some of this stuff I have you thinking like that. Oh, they must sold out, reading. They got this nice house. They got a car. They got, you know, a little job. You know, they got their own business. They must have sold out. You know, come on, nah. I just refuse to stop believing that. You know, I just can't believe that. It just, you don't let that hold you back. And when I said, like I said, I changed my thinking, man, things got better. Like I said, even now, hell, credit getting better, a lot of shit. Yes, sir, as things start happening to me. Go ahead, Brother Day.
No, I was going to say, man, what you were just saying, Alpha Male and Aria, y'all know I tell y'all all the time I was homeless twice in my life. And I ain't lying, even though that ain't me no more, I'm going to tell you something. I still think that way sometimes about people, you know, selling out, you know, and that's the reason why they got that, a lot of their stuff. So don't feel bad now. Don't feel bad now. Because, hell, even a lot of people on these regular jobs, trust me, they sleeping with the bosses, the CEOs. They still in something. A lot of these guys, they joining lodges and all that shit. A lot of these guys got connects. So, you know, don't think that. Don't take your mindset all the way like a lot of these people ain't, because there's still some eyes wide shut type people out here. That's it.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, like I said, Dave, I understand. I do understand that there's a lot of stuff. But see, I'm not gonna say everybody. Okay, even if there's brothers in the Freemasonry lodges and stuff, right? As a brotherhood, like they should open doors. Just like hell, if Alpha Male, we all part of Culture Freedom. Hell, if we had, you know, had whatever we had, hell, we supposed to be helping each other. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what fraternity and stuff. We supposed to look out for each other. So we don't make that all bad. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we can take shit like that and make that like that's a bad thing. And then you won't have nothing. See, that's what I've had to get away from. That's why I said I don't look at everything. Because a lot of times we'll make everything a fucking negative. And you'll be poor all your life. And a lot of things you got to look at too, brother. You, not you, but this is why we get away from a lot of this, dude, brother, and you will understand a lot of your health problems are go away. Shit that we having, you know, high blood pressure. It's a lot of stuff that's been strained on us because you got somebody out to get you. And you've always worried about this. I ain't going to get none of the white man holding me down shit type stuff. And, bro, that shit plays a major, keep you stressed out and all type of stuff. And so I don't let I get away from a lot of that, but I just look at it, brother. As some people, how do we not know? Again, we think about it. They don't have to. They don't mean everybody's sold out because they have something. Some people just decided to make right decisions in life, right investments in life. They family bust their ass and work hard, save money for their children to grow up. And this is what so people supposed to strive to do. We talk about white families do it. Well, hell, how come we can't do it? We probably bust our ass maybe on the job, make certain investments, stocks, what's them other things, CDs and all that stuff, invest in certain things.
Yeah.
So when your child grow up, remember they had the thing with Uber, I mean, I think that's Uber, whatever that is. You can invest for your child's future. You know, give them money when they was, and then once they get a certain age, that money is there. Put them in trust. So everybody, so I started looking and learning stuff like that. That don't mean everybody sold out. How we know their family ain't left them something? I've heard black people say, oh, man, my granddaddy, man. I tell you what, I was militia. It was a brother down there with the, what they found, where they the, when the people, you know, would talk about Juneteenth. It was a brother, man, had, well, we went to train, had so many guys, so much acres of land. I mean, like down in the Ponderosa. His family left him that land. It was right down there where they, where those people got, they found out that they was, you know, emancipated. I mean, bro, that's what we trained at. I mean, like I said, a land on top of land. His family left him that. So, like I said, again, we just always look at something, want to take things as bad. I don't give a damn. He do got a Freemasonry sticker on his car. That don't mean, hell, he did something bad to get what he got. Hell, his family could have gave him that. You know, I mean, the wealth that he had. You know, anything. The person died. Hell, people got life insurance. Something happened to me. Hell, I got life insurance now. My family, my dad didn't have nothing to leave me. My mom didn't either. But you know what I think about? Now I want to leave something for my son. So when I pass, hell, my son will be able to get a little something. It ain't going to be a hell of a lot. You know, ain't going to be the, you know, be able to move out in Beverly Hills nowhere. But he will be able to get something that my parents weren't able to leave me. So I'm leaving them something. So that's what we have to start looking at. It's the investments in there. How to really just choose wisely. That's what, so I don't take it everybody's sold out no more. I don't do that shit. I really don't. I just got to learn to make wise choices myself. And I have a family, and I got to think about them as well. So I bust my ass for my family, and so I can make sure my children don't have to go through all this hardship. To leave them something. And, you know, because I can't say, go ahead, brother.
No, that's the same people that had you convinced that the dude that cuts his grass and keeps his house clean had sold up. They knew they wasn't shit, so they didn't want you to be shit.
Damn.
Yes, that's the game. You know,
oh, that nigga over there, oh, yeah, he one of them motherfuckers. Yeah, he one of them motherfuckers. And you like, well, give me more details. You mean because this motherfucker go to work every day, keep his shit presentable, don't call his wife bitch, and is something wrong with him? Shit, come on, motherfucker. Come on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the people that have you convinced that something good for you is bad for you, it ain't shit, it ain't never going to be shit because their daddy wasn't shit.
Hmm. Yes, sir. That's how it'd be. It's like my partners and I always tell y'all this story. Like when I change, I try to go back into the same community around my same partners and I kicked it with and try to talk to them. Like I just go back, my suit and tie, bow tie, I'll be leaving the Mars. I go with that suit and bow tie, briefcase, everything. Man, I ain't with y'all. They be like, bro, woo, you shy, bro. Man, but I just can't do it, bro. That's what they always say. I just can't do it, bro. I can't do it, man. And both of them dead right now. They decided they were not going to change. Even though they was proud of me and all of this stuff, but they decided they were not going to change. And that's what not changing got them dead. Both of them. I pass through the neighborhood sometimes, just look at the neighborhood. Man, it's so ran down. And I just see the streets where we ran the streets in. Like, damn, it's like, man, both of them brothers gone. Children now. Living in drug infested neighborhoods, and I see their daughters like, man, they out there. One of the brothers, man, like his daughter's out there prostituting. I'm like, damn, man, sad, bro. I mean, and this is just how it is. But we have to, like I said, got to go back to that thinking.
I used to go back. I don't go back no more. I used to ride to the old village. The last trip was enough. I said, I ain't going to hurt myself like this.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I get on my son's ass sometime. Well, hell, a lot of time. and and he'll say, well, Dad, you know, I'm still young. I got to learn. I'm like, no, I understand. Yeah, you do have to learn. But God damn it, you ain't deliberately got to go out here and act a fool to learn. I said, I've done enough of that for you. I said, you've seen a little bit what I went through. And I tell you, and I'm trying to tell you, you don't have to do that. I said, at that time you had one daughter. You got a daughter. You got to start thinking right, man. You got to stop going out here running these goddamn streets and doing this and doing that. So you don't have to go out here and learn the hard way. You just choosing to goddamn it go out here and do it. And I said, don't quit using this damn excuse as I'm young. There's a lot of people young like you. Hell, they don't go out here. They ain't doing it. So don't use that young. I just can't stand these damn excuses no more. I really can't, y'all. I can't stand damn excuses. No, I can't. I can't take it. No, don't do it. Just don't do it. You know right from wrong. Shit. Don't do it. But, I had to get on his ass sometimes. That's why a lot of times he don't like to call me. These young folk got this thing bad, too. They don't like to call you. Now, they'll text you. I say, damn it, don't text me. Call me. Exactly. Even when he want to ask for some money, he'll try to take me, Dad, can I get a couple of dollars? I said, now what I do, I ignore his ass. I won't even answer. I usually would text him and then just cash out from somebody. I was like, I won't even do it. Call me, goddammit. But what it is why he don't want to call, because, you know, I'm going to get on it. Basically, he'll think I'm going to goddammit do a drill sergeant on that. What you doing with your money, boy? How come so-and-so? He got to hear a lecture from me. And that's why they don't want to, they'll just text you and shit. That's what they don't want to hear you, like, that you got to say.
Like I told my daughter, hey, shit, my money comes with my mouth. If you can't handle my mouth, you can't handle my money.
Goddamn, I like that. Goddamn. Now, it's really giving to put your money where your mouth is, right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say to Dave about trying to find his family, but believe me, bro, you might feel alone, but it's a lot of people that I know that didn't find out until, like, a grandma passed away or something like that, that the family they thought was family wasn't. Like, I don't know why. I don't know why women do that crazy shit. Just don't feel alone, bro. Don't even keep on looking. Don't let it get you down.
Yes, sir.
One thing that they say in
Cam.
Yeah.
Hey, see me. My whole life, I never knew. I was the only one that out of my brothers and sisters that didn't know my dad. We had different dads. So, for me, I just want to know. I wanted to know. All I had was a first name told, no pictures, no nothing. But when I did 23andMe and Ancestry, that one niece sent me that picture. I was like, what the fuck? That nigga looked just like me.
What you say?
You
sent me my picture.
Damn.
But hell, you know, shit. That's all right, you know. It hurts.
Yeah.
Hurt, you know. Whole block, man. His other knees blocked me.
Because you think about this day, they think that, you know, been told that you not. That ain't my children. They like, he said it ain't his child. I don't know why, dude. They might think that you not. I don't know. They probably just thinking that. So right, reading they said, we ain't getting in touch with him. He ain't got no other children. Maybe they don't know for sure.
I mean, shit, they, you know.
I don't know, brother. It's a difficult one. I can't take it. I had an experience. I can't really say. But I tell you this. Even my brother went through that situation. Well, he found out he who his dad is, but he didn't know his dad till hell. He was 30-some-odd years old. He thought, actually, my biological daddy was his daddy the whole time. He didn't know it. I think my mom finally told him when she started getting real, real sick, and she told him. Yep, and she told him. Yep, and so he found out now, you know, he had to have, you know, a relationship with his dad. So, but he didn't know for a long time.
Damn.
And then the final scenario is, now back in that day, he may not even know that he made a baby.
She told him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, ain't got to worry about
she
that.
She said he told him get off his fucking porch. Man. It was like a 2-night stand. So, and he was military. So.
Oh, damn. Yep. Yeah. And like my brother's situation day. Now his dad knew that he found out once he talked to his dad, he knew that was his son. But he said my mama told him. She didn't want him to know. I mean, she didn't want him to have no dealing. My mama didn't want him to have no dealing with her. He said he always wanted to tell him. He said, but his mama said, nope. She wouldn't allow him. Because I know he used to always ask me, because I used to see him when I was grown, because I was young one time. I couldn't stand his ass. Because I was always, I wanted my dad. Because, she lived with my dad and God. I just couldn't stand his ass. But when I got older, we started working on the same job one time somewhere. He used to always ask me, I was like, why is motherfucker always asking me about what my brother ate all the time? And I was able to just kind of get like, why he asking me what my brother? And that's why. But hell, that's his son. But he said he wanted to, but my mom was like, nope. She wouldn't let him have a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the whole time. And it hurt him like Pionka said, get you some tissue. Because It messed him up because he always thought my dad was actually dad. He still say my dad is actually daddy, but it fucked him up, man, to know. But we went through a lot. I took a lot of heat from it and went through a lot of stuff. And I just share some stuff. Like my mom, I didn't even talk like before my mom really got sick. I stopped dealing with my mom, to be honest, because they were blaming me for that shit. I'm a child. How the fuck I know who was who? I didn't know. But they blame me like, you knew when she told my son, I mean my dad, my brother, to my, you knew. I like, how did I know? They was calling me, my aunt, them, you knew, you ought to be. Now I'm going to, and they were really got pissed me off. You knew. I don't know why you acting like that. They could like, they said like I got mad. It wasn't that. It was some other stuff. They was blaming me. They thought I got like, well, why he? They were like, why? Why? They wondered why was I so mad? Like damn, you know, they ain't say he was your daddy. I was mad because they was blaming me for something that I didn't even know nothing about. I was a child. And they felt that maybe I was supposed to tell them or something. So you knew. And I was like, man, hey, man, y'all be calling. Because like my auntie, I even cursed my auntie out. And I was pissed. So don't call blaming me for this shit. I ain't got nothing to do with this. But I was like, so my mom, we had fell out before she got sick. But when she got sick, I had to reconcile. I was holding that little ego in. I ain't want nothing to do with it. I was getting pissed off because, you know, they was doing a lot of negative stuff, too, at the same time, keeping a lot of chaos. But I had to, man, like, you know, hey, bro, I got to be there by her side. I said, I refuse to let her die, and I ain't there. And I reconciled with her. And I did. And so, yeah. I had it out with my family because of that shit. I wasn't talking to none of them. Well, my aunts and my mom, and I stayed away from them. Like, my mom might call me and, you know, she wanted some. I get my wife to go take it over. Hey, my mom wants some water. I need some cases of water. She wouldn't even really call me. I send her some, you know, still get her stuff for her birthday and all that. But as far as me, I try to stay away from them. So it's a lot of shit go on with these families. But yeah, my brother, yeah. He found out real late.
Well, I walked away from my family, but it wasn't because of anger. Mm-hmm. You know, It just wasn't a good fit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, I left it all in the Most High's hands.
Yep. And that's the part right there too that got me. That really pissed me off. Because they're going to say, you ought to know better. You call your, and this was really, like I said, this is the part right here that really pissed me off. Because you call your, now they say, you call yourself a preacher, a man of God, and this is the way you act. Oh, that really pissed me off. Boy, that pissed me off to the highest pistivity, as they would say. Yeah, that's what they told me.
Wow.
I said, okay. That's why when Justin was trying to go that route the other day to put the Most High in it, but I said, we ain't finna play that route. I hate when people do that. You call yourself a man of God and look how you acted. Nah, because I ain't gonna go with y'all bullshiggity. I said, I don't give a damn mama, daddy, whoever. If you wrong, you wrong. Some people think you're supposed to take a lot of stuff because they're your parent. Nah, you wrong, you wrong. That's why even the Bible is even talking about the generational, as they would say, the generational curse. Nah, they wrong. Nah, you don't follow that because your ass going to follow into that, as they say, the curse. Nah, I ain't going to, nah. You're wrong now. Yeah, you my mama. I'm still going to love you, but I'm going to love you from afar. You my daddy. Yeah, I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you from afar. But you ain't just going to treat me no any kind of way now because and do me no any kind of way because you my mom. You my dad. Nah, right, we ain't finna do that. But yeah, that got me. I'm like, what? Because this damn dude here. Crazy. What's that, bro?
Let me tell you what's crazy. They say that because they never read the Bible.
Mm.
Because let me tell you something. Old Testament and especially the New Testament, the Jesus that they pray to, he was an ignorant bastard. He talked most shit. He was ignorant, you know, but they expect you not to do anything or say anything. He in the tongue of that day, he was blessing them out for us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So when they come with that, I'd be like, you need to read the Bible, cuz.
Man.
the Most High and who y'all call Jesus, they wasn't no joke.
Yes, yeah, they don't know, but yeah, but it'll be all right, Dave. And I told Dave Alphabet, I hope he gonna buy me saying that. But I was telling Dave, you know, I know he was telling we was, but Dave been telling us this story. We knew it, so we were having this. Like I told Brother Dave, your dad, if he knew that he got a son now as a boy Ray, and the things you doing. You being heard worldwide. If he had to know his son, now he's known worldwide, you know, all over the world. Boy Ray David, Israel, and Rabbi, you known worldwide, you know, and just the things, you know, we know. And the family you got out here on Cultural Freedom, Liberation Tabernacle, you got a family out there that love you, man, and like you and stuff too, brother. So it's like, you know, find out, damn, my son doing all that? And then he'll be very proud. Damn, my son, that's my son be on the radio. That's my son be on YouTube. You got a lot going, man. So you just hold your head up. Keep you holding your head up. I can't say I know the feeling. You know, people say, I know the feeling, bro. Oh, I can't say I know the feeling. But just, man, I know he probably said, you just want to know. You just want to probably ask him some questions, at least one question, like, why, you know, whatever. But just, you know. You know what to do, bro. Just stay solid. Stay strong on him, bro. Maybe one day. Never give up. Maybe one day. You never know. Somebody might, like I said, one of them aunts one day just might randomly out of the blue get in touch with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say he might pass. And then still somebody might get in touch with you. Like, you know what, I know your daddy never get in touch with you, but we want to get in touch with you in XYZ. You know, he wants to leave you this. Sometimes you see that in a movie. He always wanted to, but maybe they say his ego wouldn't let him, but he left you this right here, or so-and-so, so he always wanted you to know this right here, or so-and-so. Yeah, like I said, never give up. So somebody, even if you never meet him, somebody might pop up and get in touch with you on it one day. Yes, sir.
Shit. Hey, I know Jesse Jackson said keep hope alive.
Damn.
But shit.
Yeah,
I think that's a fucked up family because, okay, so the girl spoke to my first cousin, right?
Yeah.
So I had looked her family up, who's, I guess, my dad's supposed to come from, from obituary, and some obituaries from doing my own research. And so one of her uncles, I guess would be my dad's brothers or whatever, one of his brothers, I looked up and because he's an activist, MVA.
Hmm.
And from what I've seen, so I said, let me call this nigga up since he's an activist or whatever. I found his phone number for one of the events that he put together. He's supposed to be all about taking care of young black men and all that shit. I said, since he on that bullshit, then let me reach out to this nigga. And I asked him, I said, look, I did 23andMe and Ancestry, and when I did 23andMe, I think a girl who's one of your nieces, which would be my first cousin according to the site. I don't know if you know her, and the girl only reached out to me once or twice and said she didn't know nobody. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, if you're a first cousin, we're fucking kin. First cousin is like brother and sister. Second cousin is like, hey, and have a nice day. But first cousin is like, I can get your ass a kidney and a heart and a liver, you know? So I was like, okay. I told him, I said, look, I'm just trying to look for my biological father. I don't know if you know this girl, but she reached out to me. I reached out to her a couple times. She reached out to me once or twice. No follow-up. So I was trying to look for close family members of hers. It just try to, close off on my mission. And this nigga just straight up and said, I don't know who the fuck them people is. I'm like, what the fuck? Hmm. It said in one of the obituaries for his, I guess, for the girl family, his whole name is listed in that obituary as being a grandchild of a lady who's supposed to be the girl grandmother. I'm like, what kind of shit is that? Just straight up, I don't know them. They might be distant cousins. And I'm like, what the hell happened? That fucked me up. I ended up, I ended up at the end of the phone call. I said, when he said that, I said, damn, you denied your own sister. You denied your own niece. And you're supposed to be an activist. I didn't tell him that, but that went through my mind. And I said, since you don't know these people, I'm sorry to waste your time, And have a nice day. But that shit hurt. I was like, what the fuck? What kind of family is this? Them, I don't know what kind of family that is. But,
Are those 23andMe records accurate? I don't know nothing about that. I don't know. How accurate are they?
I did the DNA test. Did my heritage, I did ancestry, I did 23andMe. Okay. I did all three. I did the DNA portions, everything. And they accurate, though. They're supposed to be accurate.
Yeah, because I don't know nothing about it. We had one family member who was on my father's side was trying to trace some stuff back, but I don't know how far he went back, though, so I don't know.
If you do the DNA portion, you're good, and you can kind of fill in the blanks if you know it. But for me, on my mom's side, I already know everything. But on my dad's side, it's a question mark.
Right. Yes, sir. But Dave, how far are you from Philadelphia?
Shit, I don't know, about 4 or 5 hours. Why?
Now, on a lighter side, what if you found out Justice was your nephew, something like that?
Man, you better stop reading my mind.
Hell no. Hell no. Justice, hell no, man. Hell no. Justice. That one nigga I would deny. Yeah. That nigga, I'd be like, hell no.
Hey, Dad, you found out. They finally invite you to the family reunion, and he be the first one come over there hollering and trying to offer you a plate.
No, hell no. I'd tell him, put that plate back. I throw the plate in the trash. I'd be like, you know what? Fuck this family, man. But I never went looking for my father. Fuck this nigga. Yeah, okay.
Damn. I'm going to stay out of here. So you wait.
Just hell no. Justice ain't my damn cousin. Hell no.
We'll be worried, a stepbrother or something. Brother Dave, big brother Dave. Goddamn.
But you know what's so crazy? I actually got a couple of cousins in Philly, so.
Yeah.
But it ain't Justice, though.
It might be on this.
Hell no, that cousin I got in Philly, they some thugs. They'll whoop Justice's ass. Hell no. They Justice talk. They're like, nigga, and they eat ribs and gamble and shit. They fucked up Muslims, but nah. Even they'll straighten his ass out.
Yes, sir.
Man, I had a sight. Oh, man. I can't even find it. But you can do a search. So if anybody ever bought property or sold property, I'm going to have to find this, Dave, and give it to you. It used to be in my favorites, and I can't find it now. But that's the easiest way to find people. You put their name in, and if they bought or sold property ever, damn it, I'm going to have to find it now. So when I run across it, I'll send it to Sun Radio, shoot it to you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I don't know nothing about this, though.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Women basketball here. Hey, let me see here. I'm trying to look for something to see what the hell I got going on. Okay. Man, I'm getting hoarse up here. Yeah, it's getting a little chilly out here, man. I'm getting a damn sore throat a little bit. Gotta go in there and gargle. Give me some more lemon. There's lemons. Yes, sir.
Remember.
Same thing been happening to me all day, Aria. Same thing. Sorry to cut y'all off from me, but I've been going through that same thing all day at work.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sunray, remember the guy who does a video every week about like Black history and Native Americans and stuff like that? Video.
Yeah. Trying to remember.
He was talking about, he even broke down the Hebrews and all kind of stuff. He has something new every week, and my bookmarks are gone.
Dang. Uh-oh. Yeah. Hell, I can't remember. I be looking at so much stuff, and I can't probably remember who it was.
Yeah.
Damn. I probably have to search, because I got three YouTube pages that I be on for different stuff, so ain't no telling which one I be looking at for it to pop up. Damn. He was talking about the site to use.
Yeah, it's an official government site, but it's got a Bureau of Records and Statistics. Is that it? Let me see.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, in some way. Some will pop up today. But they say you look just like them. AI. Stay there, brother Dave. Brother Alphamil, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still.
I thought this damn thing had cut off. What'd you say? You look just like your pop, your father.
What, me?
Yeah,
when I did, when the niece sent me a picture of that nigga, yeah. Look, and yeah, my mama said it won't him, and I'm like, that's some bullshit. Cause
oh, your mama? Like, you showed your mama the picture? You showed your mama the picture, yeah. and she said it wasn't him?
Yeah, and I was like, in my mind, I'm like, that's some bullshit. Nigga looked just like me. And I looked up the other niggas in the family, and his brothers even looked like me. I'm like, what the fuck? Damn. Even the nigga's sisters looked like me. I was like, damn.
But you say your mom said it wasn't him, though.
Yeah, which is, I know it's some bullshit.
Okay. It's the Bureau of Land Management. And let me see, is this, because you can do a search.
Yeah, they. I don't know what to do with that one. I mean, because, like, if your mom say it ain't him, and then, I don't know, that's a hard one now.
Yeah. But, I mean, if they only slept together twice, the fuck, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, but that's a hard one that day. Because you don't want to think your mom lying to you, so.
Shit, that whole bright line, I don't put shit past her ass.
Damn, day.
I don't trust no black women. I'm at that point where all black motherfuckers lying, like, especially women. I'm fed up with all black women.
They don't trust nobody. Shit.
Yeah,
all these hoes lying. Damn, they. Yeah, well, yes. I don't know. Like I said, can't help you with that one. Yes, sir. Damn. My name a damn fish sandwich, Dave. Dave, you got some fish over there, some...
Yeah, I just had me a Captain D's fish sandwich. Shit, good, too.
Who?
Captain D's.
Okay.
That shit was good as hell, too.
Yeah,
you ever had
crazy.
Captain D's?
Yeah, oh, I ain't never had a fish sandwich from it, from there. Should have been craving me some fish. I was telling Alpha Mayor earlier, I was trying to get me a damn fish sandwich and shit. They ain't even have none.
Shit, go to Captain D's. Bojangles got fish sandwiches.
I was at Bojangles earlier this week.
Good. They got fish sandwiches. Hardy's got them too. They good. Shit, I meant shit. Anyway, give me a fish sandwich. I'm full blown pescatarian, so
yeah.
What? Pescatarian. That means you just eat nothing but fish sandwiches.
They did nothing but fish sandwiches.
Okay.
Shit, I don't know about none of that shit. Pescatarian. I was something. I don't even know what I was. I didn't know if I was a vegetarian. I don't know. Hell, I was just doing something. I was so-called not eating meat, but we did eat fish. So I don't know what the hell you call it. I get confused. Vegan, vegetarian. I kept saying vegetarian. Somebody's like, no, you know, we wouldn't know. I don't know what the hell you call it.
See, I've been pescatarian for the last damn 4 years.
Man.
I stopped eating chicken, beef. I don't eat none of that shit. I don't eat catfish, shrimp, crab, lobster. But everything else I eat, that's fish.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's wrong with catfish?
Alpha Male, you must want high blood pressure.
Yeah, high blood pressure.
How you figure? I mean, I've heard people say they don't eat catfish, but they can't explain why. Educate me.
Because, okay,
damn,
with catfish, see, one thing with catfish is it's like a rat of the sea. They don't have no scales. You can only eat fish with scales. Catfish don't have scales. And another thing, catfish is like eating like crabs and shrimp. You know, only thing is that's in the Torah. You're supposed to eat fish with scales. And catfish don't. And catfish stays alive, too. A lot of people don't know catfish stays alive. Like, even when you scale it and kill it, that shit be moving around. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, they call them like they the scavengers, like catfish. That's why they say don't eat shrimp. So they say they scavengers, like they say catfish, the bottom feeders. It's almost
yeah.
A fish tank. They say like they I mean like the algae eaters in your goddamn fish tank. That is what they pay.
Yep.
I'm trying to find out. Go ahead, brother Alfred.
Now, the channel cat, though, the channel cat lives in fast-moving water. I don't know if he's solely a bottom feeder.
Shit, I don't know. I really didn't need
you have
cat.
It's what they call it. They got one called the bluehead cat. They all taste different.
Yep, now they got some people be talking about, I don't know too much about it, they be talking about sway. Some people like, that ain't no damn, I've heard guys at work, they be eat catfish. They said, that ain't no damn real catfish, that's some sway catfish, whatever the hell that shit is.
They're going to try to sway you to eat that shit.
Yeah, they say it's like some fake, I don't know if it's fake catfish, I don't know, but they just say that's, they call it sway, whatever the hell that is. Like, it's not real. Where is that, brother?
It's a every fish. So they diet to make you think you're having salmon. They can leave it white to make you think you're having whiting. So it's really a trick, you know, because these restaurants were getting busted because people were going for, what is that, mahi-mahi or some kind of high-dollar fish, and they were actually giving them sway telling them it was that expensive fish.
Yes, sir.
It's frankenfish.
Yeah, I'm looking at, Dave, what you were saying, the dietary law. It says, these ye shall eat of all that that are in the waters, whatever has fins and scales in the water and in the sea and in the rivers, them shall ye eat. And it says, all that have not fins and scales in the sea and the river, all of them that move in the water and in any living thing in the water, they shall be an abomination unto you. And I seen them.
Read that again.
I'm reading off this paper because they're showing you the demonstration. That's why I pulled it out. Yeah, it says, which one, the last part or about the ones you shouldn't?
Yeah.
I just read it all. Just read it out. It says, these shall you eat of all that is in the water, whatsoever have fins and scales in the water and in the sea and in the rivers, them shall ye eat. And it says, all that have not fins and scales in the sea and in the rivers, of all of them that move in the waters and of any living thing which is in the water, they shall be an abomination. Now,
A catfish has fin. He don't have scales, though.
Yep. We'll see what it say, what it say? It says fins. Oh, okay. It says fins and scales. Yeah. But they showing here like they got unclean. Man, Pastor Dow, I got to send that. It's on my other damn computer. Cause he had a good thing that's like a PDF thing that he showed you. I'm going to have to send it to you after my afternoon. Cause it's on one of my other computers. And I had to pull it out and send it to you. But he show all the food. Now, on here they even got this thing that says unclean seafood. They got catfish, crab, lobster, shrimp, hell, shark, clams, squids, octopus. Yep, now that's what they got. Yeah, that's it on there. Yeah. Yeah, I don't eat shrimp anyway because, hell, I don't eat the shrimp anyway, because hell, you know what? And that might be some of the reasons why, because some of that, what some people say, what they call it, iodine poison. You know, some people get that damn allergic reaction from them damn eating that shrimp. Because I know I did once. I was eating some shrimp. This dude had eaten sell shrimp, and he gave me up, man. Some I was Cajun shrimp. That shit was Fido, but man, I was eating that shit back to back 2 days in a row. Man, this thing, my damn lips swole up. Man, all kind of, I was going like, damn, I had like an allergic reaction to it. Eyes had swole up. So maybe that's one of the reasons that it tell you don't eat the shrimp, you know, because certain things like that.
Yeah, well, I just had a bowl of jambalaya, so,
yep, so
I had all the forbidden meats.
Damn, all the jambalaya. I don't think I ever had that. I don't know. Yep. No, but I don't know. But that's what they say now. But, hey. That's what they say.
This is just the part that throws me a little bit. I mean, I don't mind stop eating catfish. But the way it's written in Leviticus 11, chapter 11, verse 9, it says, you may eat anything that lives in the water. That is, you may eat anything that has fins and scales, either from the sea or from the rivers. But anything that doesn't have fins or scales, see, that's the part that throws me a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they came up with it, but that's you look at the demonstration. That's what they are. That's what I always heard. You don't eat no catfish. You know what? You just said something. You said fins. Because people will tell you, man, watch them goddamn catfish. They'll fin your ass.
Yeah, they got a spike.
Yep. I guess the fin to stick you or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh yeah, it's sharp, and they can work it like a tail too.
Yeah. But that's what I've heard too, though. Yeah, I remember. I don't know if it was the School of Islam, one of them, but they say they considered like the pigs of the sea, they scavengers, and they was in the shrimp too. I've heard that too. That's why they call them scavengers. But like you said, I don't know. But you said there's another kind of catfish. Maybe we got to think about it, because hell, in those days, maybe when all these different, well, we do got to understand that they didn't have probably all these different kind of catfish and this that like we got today, because hell, we know a lot of these things like Elijah Muhammad said, grafted fish and shit that they don't made. Like what was that, tilapia? That's the one, that's the man-made fish.
Yeah. Noel,
tilapia is grown in pools in the Philippines. They grow that shit in the pools in the Philippines.
But is it a natural fish or is it a natural? Is it something for nature? Is it something they, you know, did genetic slicing
they
and created?
They grow that shit in pools in the swimming pools. They feed it pellets.
Mm. No, I'm talking about is it a fish that's natural? I guess nature made it, or the Most High made it, I said.
No, man made.
So it's something they created. What's that, Alpha Male?
Yeah, God ain't created it. Man made it.
There is a species of fish called tilapia. Now, I don't know if they took the original species and started farming it, because, you know, it's almost no more such thing as wild-caught salmon. All that's farm-raised.
Hmm. Yep, like I said, there's some catfish, too. Yep, a lot of them,
Yeah, so it's all been done in a tank or what they call a netted enclosure.
Yeah, because I was just wondering, because, you know, like I've seen, you know, them damn, they call them, you remember them fish they used to call neo-tetris fish? That they want like light up, because I was looking at that on it was on a video a long time ago. They were showing how they do it. They said the Chinese get the DNA of a jellyfish, it's something, electric eel or something. They take the DNA and they inject it inside a goldfish, and that's how they get it the damn fish to light up.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
And they don't live long either.
Yeah. So that's why I was wondering whether tilapia, did they, you know, like damn dog, they take a breed from this and a breed from that and put it together. And I used to think that's how the Rottweiler came. I said, that was just my own theory. It's a pit bull and a Doberman pigeon because of the color of the dog. That's what I used to think.
Check this out. All right. Tilapia is the common name for nearly 100 species of cichlidfish.
Wow.
From the... I don't know, coelotilipine. Oh my God, they got like 3,000 names.
Damn.
Yeah, so anything could be a tilapia, I guess.
Hmm.
And let me see, there's shallow streams, ponds, rivers, and lakes, less commonly found living in brackish water.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's no one fish. It's whatever they catch that day.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
I'm glad you asked that question, because now I know.
And, Dave, you know what? We would damn near want it, because people say, hey, man, if you seen that whiting fish before they cut the head off, you wouldn't even want to eat that. You remember how you heard that? They said it looked like a human head.
Yeah, I've heard that before, but I don't believe that.
Have you ever heard that, Brother Alpha Male?
Nah.
Let's look that up, because you be selling us them damn Mississippi tales, man.
God damn, Dave.
I used to, years ago, used to go down to the cannery right outside of Virginia, where they used to used to go down and buy buckets of whiting. And I used to watch the ladies actually do the whiting and do the crabs and stuff. And they just look like fish. It look like no human head.
I'm trying to see what Chinese fish is. Because I've heard that. Like, that's what people used to say. Because they got Google. He was like, you look up answers. Does whiting fish have human head?
It do look like a human head. I ain't going to lie.
Are you seeing that?
Yeah, it do look like a human head. Damn.
You think they look like he got big eyes, but I don't want to know the people you know.
Because My bad, man. They had one on New York Times. New York Times, USA Today. They got a picture, man. This damn thing, ugly as it. That's what I heard.
That do look like a human, though.
Now you Google
that
today.
That do look like a human. Damn, what the fuck? You got me looking up this shit, man. Damn. I guess that Mississippi stuff you talking must be real.
God damn. That's what they said. They said that's why they say you will never see the whiting fish with a head on it. Now, I truly would. I ain't never bought now. Light tried to buy one.
I used to get them by the buckets, and I ain't none of them. And go to a fish market. You'll see the whiting with the head on it.
Now you do?
Yeah.
I said, see that might like
I see that fish mark not go to Alpha Male.
That's a tale with that's like that's one of them old the urban legends, I guess.
Yeah, because I was a serious fisherman. Let me tell you something. I had all the gear. Used to go out on boats the whole 9 yards, and I ain't never in my life seen no fish that look like a human. Now there's some ugly fish out there. But I'm on here now trying to find a fish, a whiting that has a human like head.
Alpha Male, but I'm gonna tell you though, you know what fish I love so much? Drum fish. You ever had drum fish?
Is that the common name?
It's like a puppy drum. It's called puppy drum. You ever had rockfish?
Yeah.
Rockfish good too. I'm a real big salmon eater too.
Hmm.
I love the salmon, red salmon. I grill that motherfucker up, put some lemon pepper up there, marinate with some lemon pepper, some barbecue sweet and savory seasoning. I rub it up on there, soak it in some lemon pepper juice. Yeah, man, put some of that chipotle pepper sauce on it, marinate it with all that up there. I wrap it in a plastic wrap, put all of it up there for 2 days. I put that motherfucker on the grill. Then I put some of that, sweet baby Ray's barbecue sauce up there. Man.
They would be reminiscing.
Hey, Dave, you would have loved it in Anchorage with me.
What did he say?
You would have loved it in Anchorage, Alaska.
Hey, look, it's crazy. I actually had a couple of clients that were from Alaska, and I told them, I said, you some lucky-ass dudes that grow up in Alaska. They said they eat salmon every day. I said, shit, you some lucky dudes. Damn.
in the right time of year, all you needed was a net to catch him.
Yep. You know a lot of Filipinos in Virginia go net fishing.
Yeah.
A lot of the Filipinos, because you know we have a lot of Filipinos in Virginia. Them damn mafia motherfuckers. We call them Filipino mafia. Them some damn racist motherfuckers. They show this stick together like the Italian mafia. But them motherfuckers, they go net fishing. They go net fishing. Yeah.
Hey brother, man, look up snakehead fish. Y'all ever heard of them?
Yeah.
You heard of yeah. You ever seen that for me, a snakehead fish?
Yep. I got a story about that, too.
Damn.
So, some dumbass sneaked a snakehead into the United States, right? Because you know it's not native to here, right?
That's what I think I heard.
When the people found out, they told him he had to kill it. So what this dumb motherfucker do? He threw him in the lake. And they started breeding like bunnies.
Mm.
So now it's a freaking epidemic.
Yeah, I think that's what I heard. I heard it was a story. That's how I learned about it. I heard they were saying they was somewhere, Maryland or something. They eating up all the other fish in the lake or something. They're killing them.
Yep, that's the story.
Yeah, that's how I learned about it. I think I heard that on Blog Talk some one time from somebody.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. That's a scary looking fish.
Hell yeah. Dang. I don't eat that motherfucker.
Hell no. Hey, you ever heard of Japanese puffer fish?
Oh yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, they say you can't even eat that shit. They said that those things are poisonous.
Yeah, but there's professional sushi chefs that know how to carve it to where you won't die, hopefully.
Damn. What's the dude's name? What was the dude's name? Not Anthony Bourdain. Man, that dude used to eat any goddamn thing.
I know you're talking about Guy Fieri.
That might be, yeah, he was a big old white dude, bald head. I think he probably ate some of them motherfuckers before.
You know, it's crazy. I actually had a guy that was stationed in Japan, his son, that I used to cut his hair. But his son, I used to cut his son hair once in a while. He was telling me he was in Japan, and he ate some that bullshit, the Japanese puffer fish. And he said he didn't get sick. And I looked at him, I said, man, I ain't eating that shit. I'm pescatarian. I don't give a fuck how good a motherfucker clean it. I'm not eating that.
No.
Good about that. They had some chefs on Carnival Cruise Lines that were certified sushi chefs, and they knew just how to carve that puffer to where, you know, nobody would get sick. And they said you got to train for a long time.
Hmm.
They say you got to get a license, too, in Japan.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, because we... All we want to do is drop a fish in some hot grease.
Put some flour up there. And put some of that house of archery flour up there. niggas be frying in them peanut oil. Hell no.
I ain't never had sushi before.
I had it. That's white people shit.
Not really. But it's nothing fancy about it because it's wrapped in seaweed. It's got a bunch of rice. It's got this mustard, this Japanese and Chinese mustard that'll knock your cap off. It's more like a dare. You know what I mean? It's not something you just go out and say. Yeah, you ain't gonna just say, babe, let's go out and get some sushi. Nah.
Yeah. And it's raw too, ain't it?
Yeah.
Raw fish. Oh shit, no.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'ma leave y'all tonight. I gotta go to sleep. I gotta wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to work.
Damn. Oh yeah. Yeah, I gotta get up Sunday. I usually be off. I gotta get up. Be at work at 4 o'clock Sunday morning where I volunteered to make a little extra money because they're having that St. Patrick Day parade tomorrow. So supervisor, I come in Sunday morning and we go ahead and clean up on Beale Street.
Oh shit.
You need some help.
Man.
Yeah. Hey, you talking about them damn Irish women. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to be out there. Though.
You know, it's crazy. I actually was born with red hair.
Oh, damn, Dave.
Yeah, look, that's funny when they were talking about Esau was red with red hair. When they used to say that, I was born with red hair.
Damn, Dave, you an Edomite.
I guess I'm an Esau. I used to.
Yeah, so you an Edomite, Dave.
He
Trump
Jr.
God damn.
You talking about Chuck Norris?
Nah, he said Trump. He got old, yeah.
Trump. Shit, if I was Trump Jr., shit, I'd be rich. You think? I'll buy culture freedom for you.
yeah, we need our own studio.
I'll buy your whole studio. So fly down to Memphis and buy the whole thing.
Damn. Yes, sir.
Hey,
go down on beer.
I said, you talk about the Irish and St. Patrick's Day. Them Irish women be fine as hell, man. Now, them red-haired white ladies be sexy as hell.
Damn.
I ain't gonna lie.
They having flashbacks.
What you say?
Are you having flashbacks when you're white woman days, ain't it?
Hell yeah, them some fine women too, man. Red-haired white ladies do be looking good, though.
I gotta agree with you, Dave.
What?
I got to agree with you.
Oh, damn. I wouldn't know the difference. Damn.
Oh, you know the difference because for some reason, the red-haired white ladies usually have, like, figures, like curves.
They sure do.
They tend to have fuller lips and like they stand out. You'll notice it if they standing next to a non-redhead. But you don't want an old redhead.
Hell no. Hell to the no. Them be the fucked up one day. I had one too. Hell no, nah, they be smelling like Newports, old hooker motel. Hell no, nah. Hell no, nah, them old ones be smoke the fuck out. You like, oh,
it's just certain cultures of certain women. They just. They expire quicker. Like they got like between age say 19 and 27.
Yeah.
They okay, but then the drop off after 27, 28, it just happens so fast. It's like they age all of a sudden. Yeah. I'm gonna let you brothers get some sleep. I'm gonna do the same.
Hey, Alpha Male, before you go, I'm going to tell you, you just said that I'm going to tell you, so me, I never really been into Spanish women, right?
Yeah.
Now, I had my thing for Apollonia from Purple Rain. I grew up watching Purple Rain, and I thought Apollonia was like the only fine Spanish woman out there, right? Now, listen at this. She's, now, back then she was fine. If you see Apollonia now, hell to the north. She look her up now. She got a show on YouTube, the Purple something. I forgot what she called it, but oh my lord, her face is fucked up now. I'm like, she just looks like it's something about Mexican women. That it's like after one baby, that's it. It's like after one baby or after the age of like 18 or 20, it's like it's a wrap. You know, like, and Puerto Rican women are the same way. Like after one baby, that's it. Like that's it. Like they just get all out of shape. You know, they face me looking like George Lopez. It's just like something about it. They just be looking like Rosie O'Donnell. Hell to the no.
I hate to break it to you, bro. But these girls being born, well, girls and boys being born now, even the black ones, it's like they're old. They're old already.
Yeah.
It's like they're overly matured. And then you see them a couple months later, you're like, damn, what happened? You know, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what they put in them shots, man, but it ain't helping, trust me.
I ain't lying. I know some 30-year-olds that look 20-year-olds that look like they in their 50s. I'm like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
I met a nigga. He told me he was damn 32. I was like, hell no, nigga. Let me see your birth certificate. It was just like, hell no.
Yeah. So something has definitely changed.
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
But I'll say this: birth control pills is damaging an entire generation.
Damn.
Yep. Because I was with my wife one day, and I used to say, "Why are all these little girls running around with these big ass titties? You know, their ass is all wide and got hips." She said birth control pills. I said, get the fuck out. She said, that's what it is. So, you know, I do my research, come to find out that's exactly what it is. Breast cancer coming from birth control pills.
Damn.
Coming from birth control pills.
Hey, you know what, Alpha Male? It's funny you said that because my second cousin on my mom's side, my first cousin's daughter, I was looking, because I guess she's young as hell, like early 20s. So I was looking at her, she was like, when she was like a teenager, she looked like a young Mariah Carey. Man, I see, like, I guess she got locked up, and I saw her on the arrest.org site. And I was like, I recognized the name. And I was just like, so, you know, I worked across the street from her her granddaddy. And I saw him. I said, is this your step-granddaughter? He said, that's her. I said, she looked like Mariah Carey back in the day. last photo I seen of her, but she looking like Big Pun now. He was like all them birth control pills. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm being serious. Like, I was like, I don't know if this shit must happen within a year, but the whole went from looking like Hillary Swank, Mariah Carey to fucking Fat Joe.
Yeah. But see, when people talk about Planned Parenthood, see, they only want to talk about the abortions. But there's a list of unnecessary shit, you know. But we'll say that for the next show.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. I've got hunger now. Hell, I got to go find me a little Scooby snack. Well, shouldn't be eating this late, but hell, I ain't got to go nowhere tomorrow. Anyway.
Shit, you going to be fat soon, too. You going to be looking like me soon.
Damn.
I'm 6 foot three. I'm 6 foot three, 350. Shit, I'm big as hell.
Well, Dave, I used to joke and say I'm 5 feet tall and 5 feet wide.
Damn.
So you big like me too? Shit,
nah,
man.
Nah. I just tell that joke, but no, I'm built like a football player.
Shit, I'm built like Lavelle Crawford. You want to know what I look like? I look just like Lavelle Crawford.
Man, that wild it is. The real crop. With Dickies on, Dave. We got that. With Dickies on.
Yeah. If you see LaVell Crawford or Bruce, that's me.
Yeah, you got that scratchy voice like LaVell, too.
Yeah, I look just like him. B.B. King might be the next one, too.
Yeah.
I look just like B.B. King, LaVell Crawford, all rolled in one.
Yeah. you got to get a guitar now.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
I got one right over here for you, Dave. I got a lead guitar and I got an acoustic guitar. Which one you want?
Play the guitar?
No, hell. I found the damn thing in the garbage and fixed it up and bought an amp. And some other shit to it, and don't even play.
You know, it's crazy. When I was a kid, I used to listen to Jesse Johnson
because
he was out when I was a kid, and like when I was a kid, you know, he was out, and man, I used to listen. Can you help me? And I want my girl. And I bought me a damn guitar. And I thought I was fucking Jesse Johnson, man.
Did you have a Jerry curl?
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I had a long motherfucker. I had a damn Randy Watson.
Damn. Yeah, Alpha Male, he the musician over there.
You talk, look, my shit look like Eddie Murphy and Coming to America. I had a Midnight Star curl.
Yeah, the Stoney Jackson curl, didn't?
Yes, sir, Stoney Jackson, the light skinned nigga. I had one of them. Yeah, one of them. That shit was ready for the world. Boom. Let me look down.
Yeah.
Used to spray that shit up.
I ain't going to say this happened to you, but all the guys in the hood that had Jerry curls, they turn out to be homosexuals.
Damn.
Damn. twice. And look, I had one of them, and I had me a big old loop, too. Had me a loop, too. A loop earring, bro.
Oh, damn. So you thought you were a pirate?
Yeah, man. I actually thought I was Chester Johnson, man.
Damn.
So, shit. Look, but I'm going to tell you, though, man, I cut that junk off. And now I just got my head look like Keith Washington now. So I ain't, that's how I got my hair now. I got my hair like Keith Washington. I got the little comb back Freddie Jackson haircut. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You know what would be cool? Do a video chat. We ain't got to do it on Blog Talk. Just do it.
Nah.
So we can actually meet each other. You know what I mean?
Yep. That's what I was thinking about. Damn, I'm trying to see what app we can do. Apple Mail. Dave, you got what? You got what kind of phone you got? You got a Galaxy. What you got, Dave?
Yeah, I got a Galaxy Samsung.
Samsung. What we got on Samsung? That Alpha Male can. Alpha Male got Apple. Yeah, we'll figure it out. It's one of them apps on there.
Shit, hey, you know me. I ain't showing my face.
Yeah, Microsoft me. There wasn't about to be nobody with us, Dave.
Yeah.
There wasn't about to be nobody but us. Ain't nobody going to be on there. We ain't going to be on the internet. I'm talking about we could do it through the phone. Like, I don't know, you know about FaceTime and all that. Yeah, ain't nobody going to be on the internet.
One of these days.
Oh yeah. See that one day? I got this. I ain't never met Alpha Male. They pray, well, we got a candy kick it one time. On VR in the club together and some other little play we with it.
Well, long time ago we did do a video on was it TalkShoe or?
Yeah, TalkShoe.